You said international telephone business machines?
Yeah, what the fuck you want, B? Why the fuck you keep calling me, man?
Fuck you.
Obviously, you playing games. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, all right? I don't give a fuck about no Grand Theft Auto. I'm not the fucking one for to be playing with, all right? So stop fucking calling my phone. You talking about some Grand Theft Auto fucking video game shit, nigga. Some real mad shit. Fuck out of here. Fuck you want. Stop calling my fucking phone, B. Fuck you keep calling me.
I'm sorry. I came from Europe on a boat.
Stop fucking calling me, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Stop fucking calling me. Yeah, all right there. So stop fucking calling me, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, I feel bad insulting a woman. Is it possible to put a man on the phone?
A man where?
But just get a man.
A man? But all the personal right now is ladies. How can I help you, sir?
So give me the lady with the biggest tits.
Well, your mother's not here right now.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Or morning. Depends on your dependence. I'm Carlito. I'm here with Jin Stewart. Hey, Jin.
Hello.
Hey, man. Long time no talk. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good. Good. We're here to do some prank calls. I'm so excited. Yay! Let's jump right into it, Jin. Austin Tenants Council. Let's see if they pick up there. A tenant, I don't know if you know what that means. You know what a tenant is, or is that an American term?
You tell you, a tenant is in a residence.
Let me turn that music down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Turn that music down. And turn me down as well. I can hear myself.
There you go. Better? Yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Probably.
Working on it.
All right. Yeah, yeah. That's all right. Now I can't hear it.
Okay.
There you go. Technically, she's out of the
way. Anyhow, a tenant then.
A tenant.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a resident. It's somebody who lives in a place.
In a place.
Rents a place. A tenant. I'm a tenant.
Good. You're not an owner, you're a tenant. All right. Well, it's a council. Imagine what that means. Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling the Austin Tenants Council. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m.
Shut.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Extension 0. Jen's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like 7. 7, 7, 7.
7, 7. Yeah, hi. Yes, I wanted to speak to someone. I want to be on the council. I'm really into drama and backstabbing and stuff like that, so I thought I could get on the council and, like, kind of backstab my way up the ranks pretty quickly.
What?
I wanted to, like, kind of backstab my way among the ranks of the council really quickly, you know, by spreading false rumors and lies about other people and buying some guys out, you know, maybe going out for lunch or golf, some of the other members of the council.
Okay, do you need any help with the landlord issue?
The with what? You're a little mushmouth. Are you a special kid, special ed?
All right, guy.
Were you just sleeping? I don't know. No, I couldn't hear. I was just asking, so I know.
Do you need help with the tenant landlord issue?
No, I wanted to join the council. I wanted to be run for election on the council.
Okay.
How do I do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to help you with that.
What do you do? Are you on the council machine?
No.
What do you do? How are you employed then?
I work at the front desk.
Okay, you're not a member of the council? You're just employed to answer the phone?
Yes.
Is it a big council?
No.
No? How many members?
I don't know.
No, you know. You just don't want to tell me. How do you... Come on, tell me. I know you know. You answer the phone there. Come on.
All right, 1 second, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
Mr. Stoswell's here.
Hello.
How's the sound for you, Jen? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds like you're in a little box.
In a little box. Yeah, it's like that now. I had to fix that.
I figured you maybe, you know, you gave up the house and...
No.
It says masturbation box.
Oh, he sounds good, though. Baz, you sound great. You always sound good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. Good to hear you too, Jim.
Yeah, thanks.
Austin Tenants Council.
Yeah, well, that's not how we solve our problems, is hanging up the phone. What happened?
Do you have a tenant-landlord issue?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you?
I need to speak to the councilman, one of the council people, please.
Okay, well, we don't actually have any council members here. They don't work for us.
Well, put me through. I can hold.
We don't have any council members here. I don't have their number. I don't even know who they are.
Are you in an office space or are you inside a house? What's your problem?
We're an office. We're a small nonprofit.
You're a small nonprofit and you have council members and they're not there. That sounds like a racket. It sounds like a racket to me. Who's in charge over there right now?
Do you need
Well, apparently you damn people are representing me and I don't know where my dues are going to. I'm paying dues and the Tenants Council is running things apparently for all the tenants in Austin. And I can't get a hold of someone in control over there to get something taken care of?
Okay, well, if you need help, you'll either need to call our counseling line or make an appointment.
All right, well, where's Nikisha Phoenix? Is she there? Nathan Plummer? Any of them? Linda?
What's your name?
This is Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Lopez.
Okay, and what exactly did you need?
I command them to get on the phone.
Okay, 1 second.
All right. I'm going to make it happen. I don't care if it takes all show. I'll keep him on in the back and keep recalling.
I mean, you've got legitimate concerns.
What kind of racket is that, the Tenants Council? What the fuck do they do? Well, we just get money somehow, and we support ourselves.
Okay.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, it's all about the money, huh?
What?
It's all about the money?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, well, I'm still waiting. I'm still talking to you and not one of them, so I don't talk to the low people on the low totem pole.
What is it that you actually need, though? That's my problem.
I don't talk to the help, sir, okay? I don't have to tell you. I have to tell one of the members. Why? Because I'm upset because you people are messing up left and right.
What do you mean by you people?
What? You people. You know who I mean by you people, the stupid council. The Tenants Council.
So why are you so upset about it?
Because I'm trying to get holes drilled in my apartment, and they said no. They said, no, you can't do it. You're a tenant here. And I said, well, that's not fair. It's America. It's a free country. And the lady said, well, tell the Austin Tenant Council. It's their problem that you guys are the ones that made the decisions and everything for the tenants. And I guess you guys have some kind of rule that I can't drill holes in my wall to put, like, networking cable and telephone lines and stuff that I'm trying to move around in a cable box. I'm trying to get the cable box, you know? I'm trying to move it to a different part.
We don't like, oversee anything like that.
That's what she said. She's in charge here at my apartment, and she said, tell it to the Austin Tenants Council. She said like that and hung up the phone.
We're not the ones who tell you that you can't do that.
I said that to her and she said, no, they're in charge. She said, you're a tenant and if you have a problem, you tell the Austin Tenants Council and they'll fix it. She said just like that, that you guys are the people that are gonna, that are putting the rules in that I can't drill holes and stuff. And if I want that reverse, to talk to you guys. So, come on, let's get it. I need whatever permit or whatever it is, or I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Let me talk to those people. Where's Nikisha at?
She doesn't even deal with that kind of stuff. You would need to call our counseling hotline, and they'd be able to help you over the phone.
All right, well, put me through.
Okay.
You have a phone okay. there. You know how it works.
It's 1 o'clock for lunch, but if you call us back at 1 o'clock, 474-1961.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to help you. But like I was saying, we're the ones that help you with that. But we're not telling you that you can't do it. That's your apartment doing that.
No, they said to tell it to you people. That's how she said it. She said, yeah, too bad. And then she hung up and she was like, F-U-C-K-U and everything. So I have to make a complaint to you people also about that you were saying that.
Okay, well, I don't know why she's saying all that, but...
I don't know.
Well, in order for... You can call our council line and we can help you.
474 what now? Fine. I'll have to call him later, I guess. In an hour, a half hour. Okay, bye.
Bye, have a good day.
All right, asshole. Don't want him. I'll have to call that other place in a half hour.
F-U-C-K-U.
Yeah, that's what he said. Because that guy that I'm playing, he doesn't get into stuff like that. Anyway, listen. Habitat for Humanity, the Humanity, Extension 100, now we know, right? All right.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Stephanie Ruiz?
No.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press...
All right, anyway, here's a goat farm. Nanny goat farms. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me do it. Come on.
Do they have a phone? Oh, no. They don't have a phone, seriously.
Oh.
I know. Hang on, I'll look for...
So you're calling Austin?
What kind of shit?
Yeah. Yeah, Austin. Nanny goat.
I've got a hemorrhoid treatment center near Austin. Do you want that number?
Yeah, get that. That sounds good. Is it called the Hemorrhoid Relief Center?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, that sucks. Here's a phone number. Listed as them. All right, we'll try that. Nanny Goat Farms. See, Jen, I might have been able to fix it.
Uh-huh.
There's always a way.
No, you didn't fix it, but I'll do it anyway.
Okay.
This is the nanny goats.
Yep.
Alright.
And then Bez has that hemorrhoid.
This is Jessica.
Yes, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I would like to make an inquiry about nanny goats.
Excuse me?
What do you mean, excuse me? I said I'd like to make an inquiry. Hello?
Oh.
I don't know.
It's exciting.
What was that about?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. We got disconnected a second ago.
Yes. How can I help you?
How can you help me? Well, first of all, you can not be so rude. I was just, you know, I'm just trying to make an inquiry. There was no need for you to hang up. Why did you do that?
Because I thought you were a telemarketer.
Do I sound like a telemarketer to you?
If you're calling me on my cell phone and I don't know you and I couldn't understand you, you do sound like a telemarketer. So you're actually...
I'm a gentleman. I'm not a telemarketer. I'm a gentleman. I was trying to make an inquiry about nanny goats. That's how I got your number.
Nanny Goat Farms is not the number to this cell phone. I don't know how Google made it that way.
Is that right? So what? So who are you then? What do you do?
I don't really see why you care. Nanny Goat Farms.
I'm just wondering how the nanny goat thing ended up on Google with your number. It's just, as, you know, it's a bit random, isn't it?
It is.
So what do you do? Maybe you tell me what you do, I can replace the number and say, actually, this belongs to somebody who works in I don't know. What do you do?
This is my personal cell phone. I have a job. Really,
so you don't offer any particular services or anything? You have just like a dead-end job or something?
I'm really about to hang up on you because you're kind of being a dick now.
I'm being a dick?
Yeah, you just said you have some dead-end job that you don't care about.
I'm just asking you. It was a question. I'm asking you, do you have a dead-end job? Now you're saying I'm a dick. Well, what the fuck is wrong with you? You need a slap in the mouth or something.
Wow.
Do you not have a man to give you a good slap?
Oh, thanks. Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Yeah, you do that.
Where was she picking?
You should call. That's great.
She probably works there. She's probably like the owner.
Give her a ring back. I want to see if I could say that further.
All right.
You could tell her that I'm the guy that you're sending over to slap her in the mouth.
Ask her if she's like she works there. I'm busy. She does. We better stop before it becomes harassment, right, guys?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We don't want that. Okay. I told you I'd fix it. We got the nanny goat farm to pick up. Pest control, anybody? Austin Pest Control?
Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Here it comes.
Thank you for calling Bulwark Exterminating. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. For existing customers, please press 1. To set up a new service, please press 2.
For pest control, this is Steven.
Yeah, listen, we've got a big problem with like a chicken that's loose here. I'm going to put Dr. Baz on the line. He's an administrator.
Okay. Yeah, hey, how you doing today?
Good, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Baz Noswell. I'm the administrator here in the facility. We got a problem with the chicken running around. I was wondering if you can send somebody out and kill the chicken.
You know what? We actually don't take care of chickens. You need to call like a wildlife specialist.
It's a pest, though. It's fucking annoying. We've been chasing it around with the broom, and all it's doing is pissing it off. And now it's nipping at us, and it just bit Jin in the cock. He's bleeding.
What city are you located in?
Austin.
You need to call like a TruTech. They take care of wildlife. That's your best bet.
No, we want to do this on the down low.
They said it's not wildlife. They told us it's not wildlife. I already called, and they said it's...
Okay, yeah. Hold on one second. Make sure my search department can help you out, okay?
Shit.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
Thank you for calling Bulwark Exterminating. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Sarah. How you doing? This is Baz Noswell. I'm the administrator here at the facility, and we were transferred to you because we have got a pest problem we need you to take care of immediately.
Okay.
I think you might be able to hear the problem in the background. It's a chicken, and it's crazy, and it's on the loose. And we need to have this taken care of discreetly. Fuck!
Discreetly.
I mean, I was very businesslike.
Yeah, you were. I'll call back. Discreetly, I like that. Discreetly. Locksmith Jim. Ooh, locksmith.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you for calling Bulwark Exterminating.
All right.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. For existing...
Hi, this is Carson with Bulwark. How can I help you?
Yeah, how do you say there, Nibblenuts? I don't know what's the problem here. You're putting us on the line and transferring us to smart women that hang up on us, and we've got a problem. We need to have it taken care of. We've got money to spend, and we need this pest taken care of immediately.
Is this Frank Rizzo?
No, it's not. This is David Snoswell.
David Snoswell? Okay, how can I help you today?
I don't know who this Rizzo is you speak of.
And how can I help you? Need some chickens taken care of or something?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to run a business here, and I mean, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm actually, frankly, quite offended right now. We're a business. We've got a pest problem. We call it pest control. And you're going on about some Frank Rizzo or some other bullshit. We've got a chicken. It's on the loose. It's running around. It's a nuisance, and we need it taken care of. And can you guys do that or not?
Yeah, let me get you over to our chicken exterminating department.
Hey,
hold on one
hey,
second.
Hey, sir, this is a business. I don't know what the fuck you're going on about.
Oh, man, he's hung up. Asshole. All right. Locksmith is now...
Yeah.
Well, I got... Let me do the hemorrhoid also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll do that, the hemorrhoid treatment, sir.
Okay.
I'm about to call a phone or mobile. Yes, thank you. All right, no more of that for now.
Yeah, no chicken.
Thank you for calling the GI Center. We specialize in all gastrointestinal, liver, and pancreatic diseases.
Good afternoon, GI Center. This is Lisa.
Yeah, the first thing is I don't need the hard sell from the beginning when I first call. You know, I called in and the first thing I started hearing was like a hard sell about we're the best at this and your GI track will clean it really good to get the shit out of there and all that. I don't need to hear that when I first call in. I'm sorry, I'm at the beach right now. I'm out of town.
Okay.
I wanted to see about I live in Austin and I want to see about getting an appointment when I get back in. I'm a new patient fucking machine.
Okay. With Dr. Mia or Dr. Siddiqui, would you like to see?
Is Dr. Siddiqui a woman or?
No, Dr. Siddiqui is a man.
Is there a female or a male? Are they both males?
They're both males. I have a nurse practitioner that's here.
Okay. And that's a male also?
That's a female.
Oh, very nice. All right. And who's that?
Her name is Jean.
Okay. All right. Very nice. I like that. All right. Yeah, because I'm here. I'm at the beach, and, like, I've been looking back there with a mirror, you know? And I can swear this thing is just hanging out really. It looks like a small clit coming out of my ass right now. So I really think, you know, like, I was getting a massage yesterday, and the massage person... The person doing the massage was like, yeah, you really should get this thing looked at. And she was grabbing at it and squeezing it a little bit, and it hurt a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, can you put that down in the report?
Well, I'm not a medical assistant. I'm just a receptionist. So would you like to speak with a medical assistant?
Yeah, is it a man? Can you put a man on the phone? That's the problem with talking to women, is that you girls don't know everything from the beginning.
Okay. The medical assistants we have are women.
Oh, no.
I don't have a male medical assistant.
All right. All right. Can you put on the sexiest one?
One moment, okay?
All right.
Let me get it for you.
All right. How am I at the beach in the winter still?
Why the hell would he be calling for hemorrhoids if you're on the beach?
I'll be back in town. I'm going to get this thing zapped. From the beach anyway. I got to get this taken care of right now.
Maybe the female medical assistant will suck on it like a little dick.
Yeah.
That's fucking disturbing.
That's pretty gross. That is. I think I made myself sick thinking about that.
Thanks, man. That's, yeah. It's like a little clip. Ugh. All right, well, we'll do something else in the meantime. We'll try that locksmith, Jim.
I don't want her to come in the middle of the fucking locksmith.
You're afraid of that. All right, we won't ruin that number. I'll do a different one. We'll do Texas Coffee Traders, because they'll pick right up. They should. And ask if Monica Geller is there. No. Is Phoebe and Monica there and Joey? I hate that show. My wife watches that show every day.
Fucking love it. I saw every episode.
Last 20 years.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, honey. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, listen, I wanted to see about getting this thing zapped. I'm here at the... I'm at the beach right now. I stepped into the restroom because the seagulls are making too much noise, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so look, I'm looking at it now. Got the mirror behind me, and it sticks out like a clit, like right, because it's kind of like upper left, but I guess it's upper right because I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. And it's. I was getting a massage yesterday. I'm here on vacation with my wife and my and her kid, not mine, the little bastard I call him. Anyway, she said I need to get this taken care of. She squoze on it and everything, and it hurt really bad. All right.
Okay.
Do you put a laser up my asshole, or what do you do exactly?
No.
Okay.
No. Basically, what you'd have to do is you'd come in, and the doctor would do a rectal exam on you. At that point in time, he would determine what it is first. Because you have to know what it is first. All right.
Okay.
So So that's what you'll have to do first. You should have to make an appointment for an office visit first, so that way they can determine what it is.
Okay. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What were you saying?
You have to come into the office for an office visit first, because the doctor has to determine what it is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hang on.
So hang on. They can get you in a...
Hang on. Okay, anyway. All right, let me write this down now. You said... Okay, so when can I set the appointment for? It's like an evaluation, I guess is it? Hello?
Okay.
Is that like an evaluation then?
That is correct.
Okay, all right, set the appointment for me then.
Okay, hold on just a minute. I'm going to let the receptionist get that for you,
All right, I'll see you later. Bye. All right, I'm done with her. I think she was laughing at the pissing. I just wanted to start peeing. I was in a bathroom, so. Disgusting and vile.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Did it sound real? On the line, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Locksmith time.
Okay, yeah, this should be fun. But no seagulls or chickens.
Nope, please. No sir.
Hello?
Hello, yes, how you doing? I got your number off a friend of mine called Shafiq. He said you're a really good locksmith and you do Solihull area?
Yeah, we cover Solihull, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. So, who's the boss man there?
My husband, he's just gone out on a call out. What can we help you with?
How can I get hold of him? I've got a bit of a, you know, I've a bit of a special request, actually.
Just let me know what it is. Run it past me first, because like, I'm part owner. As soon as we can help you first.
I don't think you've got the right frame of mind, to be quite frank. You sound a bit too tarty for me. I need to actually speak with a man, because I don't think you've got what it takes.
Well, just tell me, because like I said, you know, it's my business as well. I run it with my husband, so if you run it past me...
All right, I'm going to run it past you. Listen, I'm going to run it past you, but I don't want you to get offended or anything like that. Do you understand?
No, I won't get offended.
Right, here's the idea, right? Do you know where Solihull College is?
I should imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, well, outside the college, there is a massive car park. I'm serious, it is huge.
Yeah.
And last night, right, there were 3 Ferraris there.
Right.
Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Yeah, so I want to get one of those Ferraris. Do you know what I mean?
What? So you want a Nick quad?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to put it that way. You know, I just want one.
Well, I'm afraid to say that we wouldn't be able to do that.
Now, see, that is exactly why. That is exactly why I wanted to talk to your husband and not you, because I knew you'd say, oh, no, oh, no, no, no.
My husband would be the same. He's
not bollocks. Your husband's got a set of bollocks, hasn't he? He's got a big set of bollocks.
He wouldn't do that. He would not do that.
Of course he would. It's a fucking Ferrari. What do you mean he wouldn't do that?
If he was going to get a Ferrari for anyone, I would want one. And he weren't going to go on for me. And he certainly wouldn't do one for you, would he?
This is what I'm saying, right? If you get involved with me and your husband, the 3 of us, we can get those Ferraris.
Right,
there's one
okay.
for each of us, because there were 3 of them there last night. That's one for each of us.
Yeah, we could go racing around the streets, couldn't we?
Fucking brilliant. So when
yeah,
can we do
we
it?
Could pick, we could pick up a couple of sluts, and yeah, we could have a whale of a time.
Shit, are you up for that?
No.
So what'd you say it for then?
I don't know, it's probably what you were thinking, I don't know.
Well, you said it, why would you say it? Well, you just ruined it, didn't you? Is that funny?
Oh, God. Now, I'm sorry, but you might have to carry on dreaming for Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's fair at all. I think, you know, you didn't really give it a chance, to be honest.
Well, to be honest, even if we did something like that, which we wouldn't, not in a million years, a Ferrari would be a main dealer key anyway. You wouldn't be able to just, like, you know, cut a key and put it in. It's a main dealer key, so...
But you're a locksmith.
Yeah, but you still need, like, software to program the key into a car.
So you don't have that?
With Ferrari, you'd have to get it from a main dealer.
You don't have that?
No, only main dealers have that software to do keys like that Ferrari.
Shit! I'm going to kill Shafiq, right? Because he said you were a good locksmith. He said you could do this shit.
Right, okay. Okay.
It sounds to me like you can't do anything over there.
Oh, we could do things, but we don't breaking the law.
What about stealing a Ford Escort?
What's the point of stealing a Ford Escort? The rubbish.
Yeah, but we could get the parts, you know, scrap the parts.
Oh, and who would buy a Ford Escort? They're like near enough ancient. Nobody has Ford Escorts anymore.
Come on, don't be daft. Everybody buys a Ford Escort.
Oh, yeah, when you were like back in 1994, maybe, but not now.
Yeah, fucking anybody will buy an Escort. Look, listen, look, we need to start a little business together, the three of us, right?
I reckon. You know who you sound like? You sound like that bloke who does like the funny Sims videos on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, but listen, where's your husband now? I really want to get that fucking Ferrari. I don't know what you're laughing about. I'm telling you, I actually want that Ferrari. I think the three of us, we should go there tonight and get the Ferraris. We should just jump over the wall and just get in there. And you do your thing, I'll do my thing, and then, you know, we'll just
drive off. Yeah, but if there's a wall, if they jump over the wall, are you going to drive it out if it's all, like, walls around everywhere?
No, but just crash through the gate.
Yeah, but then it'd be smashed then, wouldn't it?
No, come on, don't be stupid. It's a Ferrari. It's going to fucking break down the walls. It's like a tank.
Yeah, I bet it'll just crumble off.
You don't know shit about cars. This is why I wanted to talk to a man. You don't know nothing about cars.
I know, probably a whole lot more than what you do, trust me.
Yeah, that's why you said a Ferrari's going to break when you crash the gate.
If you knew about cars, like you say you do, you'd know that a Ferrari, you can't really just get in there and take the car. It's got a immobiliser in that, and with the immobiliser, you have to have special software.
No, that's bollocks. You're just making that up just to try and get out of it now.
Right, okay.
You see what I mean? Who's that in the background? Tell him to shut up.
That's my son.
Yeah, tell him to be quiet.
No, I ain't going to tell him to be quiet. It's like, you know...
Shut him up. We're busy talking, you know, and he's making noise in the background. Do you not give him any discipline? What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at you. I find you hilariously funny.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I reckon we should get together.
And do what?
I don't know, pick up a couple of sluts and an escort, you know?
Yeah, I could just imagine that. Maybe we should go down that James Turner Street and we could pick up some ones from there, couldn't we?
Can we do that? Are you up for that?
Yeah, we could go and get that, what's her name, that white D. I'm sure she'd be up for that, yeah.
Wicked, I really like you know that.
Oh, God, you've had me in stitches, I'm telling you. You are taking the piss, really, aren't you?
I am, of course I am, yeah. I still want the Ferrari, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a Ferrari. Probably everyone would like a Ferrari, but, you know...
So why don't you help me get one?
Because I can't get one.
Yeah, but your husband, he can get one.
He wouldn't anyway. He wouldn't just go out and just nick a Ferrari for someone.
Oh, come on, of course he would. Come on. Of course he would.
He wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Can you just say a phrase for me?
Yeah.
All right, say, what was it? Say, Chop, no!
Chop, no! No! No!
You do actually sound like that bloke who does the YouTube videos for GTA 5 where he takes the piss out of him. You really do.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm actually that guy.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are. It's that guy then. It's when you took the piss out of GTA 5.
I'm the phone jacker. I'm the original phone jacker. I called up in London at the Rolls Royce place. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You're so funny.
Yeah. Is it worth a shag?
To be honest, you probably wouldn't be able to control me, you know.
Listen, I can control a Ferrari. I can control a Come on, I'll give you another kid.
I don't want any more kids.
Oh, come on, you'd love it.
I wouldn't want, any more kids. I've got four, that's enough.
Four?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell, four kids!
Yeah!
Yes, it's no wonder you can't break into a Ferrari. Alright, we're done with you then. I'm going to come and see you in a bit, alright?
You won't come and see me in a bit, honestly.
I will, I fucking will.
Oh god, you don't even know where I live.
I know where you are.
Where?
Let me find out, I don't know. I'll find out where you are.
I'm actually in Birmingham.
So how can you be in Birmingham and cover Solihull?
Because Solihull is on the outskirts of Birmingham.
It's fuck off, it's nowhere near.
It is! Right, you go on Google Maps or get a map and have a look.
Yeah, alright, you're right, actually, it's quite close.
You see, ain't that silly?
Yeah.
You say you want to nick a Ferrari. How do you know? How to nick a Ferrari if you don't even know the roads?
To be honest, I don't know very much about anything. Yeah. All right, lady, I'm done with you.
All right, take care. Nice,
all right,
nice to
say
talk
hi to your husband.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Jen, you could have totaled. You gonna fuck her? Are you gonna?
Yeah, I could have.
I think you will. I know.
Yeah,
you
she wanted
call,
you.
You're gonna call
I
that
don't even know where she is.
You dirty monkey. You're gonna be like, hey, hi, I'm Jen. I'm an athlete, and I wanna fuck. That's what you're gonna say.
Yeah, she was up for it. Four fucking kids. Jesus.
Wow. Four fingers. Hey, all right, we got to call the Austin Tenant Council's counseling line. Yeah. Why were we calling? What was I doing again? What was my problem? Oh, yeah, I remember. They won't let me drill holes. The landlord said I can't drill holes on them and blamed the Austin Tenants Council.
Please, stay up.
This one is busy. Excuse me.
Thank you for calling Zippy's Cup of Hulu. To hear the specials of the day, press 1. To place a takeout order or to speak to a cashier, press 2. For hours, thank you.
Please stay on the line. Your call will be answered momentarily.
Fuck Hawaii.
Hawaii's a shithole.
What the fuck is this music, man? Is it like...
All right, I'm done.
It's country Hawaiian.
Quiet, never heard... It's like patriotic Hawaii music. I don't know. Here's a Denny's.
I want to order some Spam. I wonder if they spell Spam and eggs in...
They should.
Hawaii.
Here's Denny's.
Denny's.
Denny's won't put us on hold. It's America.
Hello, Denny's George. Is this a carryout order?
Well, it took so long to pick up.
Yeah.
You guys busy?
I can barely hear you. What was that?
Here's Baz. Baz.
Hey, takeout order. Can you hear me?
Okay, hang on, yeah?
Yeah, hurry the fuck up. I'm hungry.
All right, what's the first name?
Damn it. David Snoswell.
David. Okay, yes. Contact number just in case?
Yeah, it's 808-365-2291. Yes, 808-365-2212.
6102?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay, 365-6102.
Yes, damn it. Yes, damn it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What are we getting
for
you
today? I'm from the mainland. I'm from the mainland. You know, we're superior. You know, we're superior on the mainland. And I've just arrived in Hawaii. In and I was wondering, do you sell Spam? I've never tried Spam before, but I hear you guys like it in Hawaii.
Okay.
Do you have Spam and eggs on your menu?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, you do? So is that made out of, like, the shit of the pig?
No, it's just, like, some pork and some meat grinded together.
Oh, is it like the penis and the asshole of the pig?
No, I don't know. I don't know exactly what part of the pig they're using, but...
Okay, give me two orders of Spam. Yeah, damn it. And some eggs.
Do your eggs come from
chickens? Do your eggs come from chickens in Hawaii? Excuse me. I don't know. I've never been here before.
Yeah, I can barely hear you over your phone.
Yeah, do your eggs come from chickens, damn it?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken eggs.
Okay.
Hello?
He's gone. We're still on hold with the council. The Council of Counseling.
Carlito, do you have a call-in number?
Yeah, but a secret, super secret. Why? Who wants?
No, then we won't do it.
Who wants?
The guy who gave me the locksmith number. He won't shut up. I need him to... He wants to call him. I don't know what the fuck, why, but...
Oh. Is it just a random person?
It's just a random guy. I don't even know how the fuck he ended up on my Skype.
I don't know. He's just a fan of yours. Say hi to him. Say hi.
Hi, Chef. Hi.
I'm calling Ted Webb. He's online.
Hey, Ted.
Well, he's online, but he might be busy.
Look, that's him in the picture.
In the beach?
Stay on the line. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. Hey, give me a second here. I'm going to stay on hold with them. I'm supposed to call Puerto Rico. Good, man, good.
Thank you for holding.
I'm calling the Museum of Art in Puerto Rico. Let's see if...
ask if you can steal something.
Museum of Fart.
Yeah. Ask if you can nick some art.
Mick? Is that what he said? She said Mick. You want to mick it?
Yeah, I said you nick a Ferrari.
And where does that turn? Is that like an anti-Irish term when you say you're going to mick it? No?
It's London slang.
Because a derogatory term for Irish in the United States is Mick. I know.
Nick, with an N for November.
Oh, I understand. Nick.
Gracias por llamar al Museo de Arte de Puerto Rico, institución acreditada por la Alianza...
Mierda.
You're in the Spanish numbers.
Mierda. No, they speak English here, man. Fucking Puerto Ricans are lazy and don't pick up the phone. You know? Here's a supermarket. Oh, they don't have a number because they're stupid. Here's a bodega.
So, Jen, the first time I heard that term, Nick, I was in London and I was at a pub and I liked the beer mats. So I asked the lady, hey, can I buy one from you? And she goes, just nick them. So I did.
Stay on the line. You nicked a beer mat. Oh.
Yeah, it's worth, what, about 5 pence or something like that?
I actually know where the term comes from. Maybe the first person to steal something was called Nick. So they thought, fuck it, we'll just call everything Nick.
I'm sure Wikipedia will tell you.
Compostela.
Hey, motherfucker, how are you?
Very good, and you?
Oh, I'm good, motherfucker. Yeah, listen, you guys have feminine napkins over there for the women to put up her asshole when she's on her period?
Are you doing fuck yourself?
You fucking bitch. Are you
Are you
Dominican?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is that like an insult in Puerto Rico?
What? Bitch fuck?
Are you
Dominican?
Is that Puerto Rico?
That was fucking brilliant. Well,
okay.
I
should explain. We're calling Santurce, Puerto Rico. Hello?
Hi, were you having trouble? Were you hearing a phone ringing or something?
Yeah, it's still ringing in the background. I don't understand why.
You still hear it right now?
Let me see. Yeah, I still hear it. Do you hear it?
No, I haven't had any.
There it is again.
I hear it now. Are you calling?
I'm calling you. I'm just calling you. It's your line that's doing it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here. What's going on?
I don't know. I remember talking to you earlier about the network.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't want to work. You told me to call and they put me on hold for like 7-8 minutes and then when I came back it was ringing. Are you telling me I lost my place in line now? See, there it is again.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's you. That's you guys.
Are you calling on another line?
Yeah.
You have another phone line?
What?
Hello?
Sí, buenas tardes.
Tengo una llamada perdida de ahí.
Okay, es un hotel, el Hotel Double Tree. Alguien que usted conozca que se esté quedando aquí.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes?
De puta madre.
Yeah.
La suya.
Hello?
Puta madre.
Está hablando de su mamá.
Listen, you cunt.
Perdón, yo no sé de qué me hablas.
Hey, you're a fucking asshole.
Speak English, you prick.
Yeah. This is America.
This is America.
Yeah, it is. The last time I checked.
Sorry about that.
The last time I checked, sí. Puerto Rico was America.
Sí, sí.
Yeah.
Sí,
I don't know. No English, no English.
Bullshit. You understand perfectly when I called you and insulted you earlier, you motherfucker.
No hablo español, no hablo inglés.
Yeah, me cago en tu madre, pendejo de la gran puta.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand that?
No.
Chinga tu madre.
I'm sorry.
Maricón.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, puta. Bye.
Bye.
Bueno, maricón. Are you there, council? Well, he put us back on hold.
Yeah,
so what happened was, all right, the bodega, the grocery store I called in Puerto Rico called back while I was calling the Double Tree in San Juan, who also picked up at the same time, and they started talking. He said to him, I missed a call from over there. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, who from? And then, Jen, you came and you said, what puta madre? The guy at the Hilton was like, oh, yeah, yours, your mom, like that. And they hung up pissed off. So how about let's call back the DoubleTree because they already hate you, Jen.
And he'll speak English. What do I say?
This is in like the touristy area of Puerto Rico. This is why I'm doing this. But there's also a lot of Dominicans in this area, and the Puerto Ricans don't like Dominicans because they take all the jobs and stuff like that, and they're assholes. They're on the government dole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dominicans, like Packies for you.
Okay.
And we're still on hold with the council. Oh shit.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton San Juan. This is Margie. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I feel bad insulting a woman. Is it possible to put a man on the phone?
A man where?
But just get a man.
A man? But all the personnel right now is ladies. How can I help you, sir?
So get me the lady with the biggest tits.
Well, your mother's not here right now.
My mother? Well, at least my mother's got the biggest tits. I like that. That's all right.
This is one of my cousins. My cousin said, if you're going to call hotels, call them in Puerto Rico because they speak English perfect. And not only that, but they curse and shit because it's really more laid back in Puerto Rico. So your boss isn't going to come down on you. Athena's called me twice, my wife. So I need to play a song just in case it's an emergency. Give me a second. I'm going to take this call.
I think you're busted.
So is he playing music, or are we expected to sing?
I think you need to sing, Jen. You've got a melodious
song. Yeah, I think we're going to lose a lot of listeners if I start singing. Fuck that.
Yeah, I was actually listening to one of your BT calls. I still have them on my iPod where you were calling Ratesh. Remember that? And you were singing to him?
I remember doing karaoke.
A long time ago.
I was doing karaoke with Dean Martin. I can't remember who we called, but that was really funny.
Some of the early ones are pretty shitty.
Hey!
All right, bitches, I'm back. Listen, you guys were talking. She just needed me to check to see something she was missing. Because it's going to eat at her all day. It's like, I'm busy, you know? I don't have to get time to go check your other purse to see if a receipt for work is in there. Bullshit. Anyway, what I was saying, right? You got that? They're so laid back in Puerto Rico life. You're gonna talk shit to a customer. They don't give a shit, all right?
I like that.
And there's, I know, I've stayed in this area quite a few times myself. I know there's a Denny's here in McDonald's. All the regular American kind of places are in this area. Anyway, here's a different hotel. Or we can call, let's call that one bad because they're pretty mean there. Let's see what that guy picks
up.
Yeah,
that lady.
If yeah. So your mother's not there. That was
rude. Are y'all just trolls or something?
What?
Trolling people that...
Oh, you're still here. Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
Like, I don't understand why y'all are trolling everyone.
Oh, I forgot you were even on. What happened? Were you guys talking amongst each other about that guy? What happened? What did I miss? What did I miss, buddy?
Are y'all all calling people because y'all are upset about something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Our lives.
I mean, honestly, like...
Yeah, we're manic depressive. We're all suicidal, so we do this shit.
Yeah.
Y'all like post it on YouTube or something?
Yeah, kind of.
It makes us feel better about ourselves.
No, I'm not like I'm not, you know, disrespecting it. It's kind of funny. I'm just wondering, you know, why you pick your targets.
Well, today's just been, I just decided to call Austin, Texas, because we haven't called them ever that I can remember. And I just go on Google Maps and it's like throwing darts at a board.
Target. For me, I don't know. I like his method, but mine's a little bit different. I'm more like a serial killer, you know. I've got specific victims I'd like to pick on.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Jin does it. He's like a white knight. I'm random. Jin only messes with companies that are bad, got bad reviews on Yelp. He's like that.
Oh,
I don't care. I'm
an equal opportunity pranker.
Yeah, Baz, he's really weird. He's kind of, he does perverted stuff. He talks about chickens. He's a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a sex pervert.
Yeah, you're fucking weird. I've just realized that.
All right, look, dude, you can hang on if you want. I don't want to talk about it right now anymore. Maybe later. I'm gonna call back the DoubleTree Hilton. This is in Puerto Rico. Have you heard the place?
No.
You guys have Puerto Ricans in Austin, right?
Is this the lady who said my mom had massive tits?
Yeah, yeah. And the guy that said your mother.
Have fun, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, see you, buddy.
Thank you for calling to see someone. This is Peter. I'm assisting.
Oh, yeah. Listen, so there is a guy working there. See, you're a guy, aren't you?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, a minute ago I was talking to a lady. I asked to speak to a guy, and she said there were only ladies there.
How may I help you, sir?
You can put the lady on because she insulted me. She said my mother had the biggest tits in the world.
Well, sir, everybody's a lady here except me.
Okay. So, how does that work?
There are about 10 ladies working here, sir.
You sure about that?
Do you fancy any of them?
Do I fancy any of them?
Yeah, would you shag any of them?
Would I what?
Would you shag any of them?
Why do you have to talk this way?
I'm just asking you a question. What, Jesus, what the fuck? Why is the sky blue? Tell me, do you want to or not?
Okay, I've got your number. I've jotted it down, and I'm going to call the authorities.
You're going to stick it up your ass, you idiot.
Go to hell.
Idiot.
I'm scared of a foreign country. Let me tell I'm scared of a foreign country.
Why do you gotta talk like that?
This question
is disrespectful. Calling DoubleTree by Hope and Someone. This is Carolina. How may I assist you?
Yes,
biggest tits.
I need to pass the message to Peter. Well, I'm not.
Peter's not here at the moment.
I'm not afraid of the authorities of a foreign country, of a third world country. I'm in America and I'm protected. Tell them that. That's very offensive to say that. They're really like, we're American too. This is America. We just don't get a vote for president. That's the only thing. And they don't mention. We don't pay taxes either. What, sir? Well, I'm sorry, Jen. What?
You should vote Arnold to president.
They could. They can vote whoever they want because it's not going to count no matter what. It's 21st century colonialism is what's happening in my homeland of Puerto Rico. All right, here's a boutique hotel. I'm thinking they're extra spicky here. Let's see. Extra Puerto Rican.
Thank you for calling Acacia Boutique Hotel. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. What's so boutique about the stupid hotel, motherfucker?
I'm sorry, sir. How can I help you?
What's so boutique about your stupid hotel, motherfucker?
I wouldn't know. Tell me, how may I help you?
Well, you're a little piece of shit if you can't tell me what the fuck's going on with the fucking hotel.
I'm sorry, sir. I haven't done anything to you for the way you're responding.
Oh, I'm sorry, then.
So how may I help you again?
I'm sorry, asshole. I wanted to make a reservation.
Okay, for what date, then?
For Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. You're disrespectful. I'm not having it with you.
Maricón!
So I recommend you look for another hotel, sir.
Maricón.
Because I'm really trying to help you out, and
Maricón.
You're just being a little bit...
Maricón.
Yeah, fuck off.
Finally got him to get upset. finally.
He was trying to be polite. Fuck off.
He said, yeah, fuck off. All right. Okay, I'm looking to see if I can find groceries. That grocery store before was really funny. That guy is funny. Central Park of the La Fondita de Jesus. I don't know what La Fondita de Jesus is. What is that? I think that's like a little guy. I don't know. Let's see. La Fondita de Jesus. Jin, you're a big fan of Jesus. Jin Stewart.
Nomine Patri, Fili, Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
Yeah.
I, you're doing this. I have no idea.
Hey, stupid. Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, this is Cross.
From where?
From the church.
You're calling to Fondita de Jesus. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Church of the Machine.
Which one?
The Church of the Machine.
And you're going to talk to who?
Yeah, we're going to put a champagne bottle up a priest's ass.
Can you tell me, do you want to speak with who?
The leader over there, the leader, El Jefe.
Okay, the name?
Oh, my name is Cross.
And you're calling from which church?
Church of the Machine.
Where is it located?
Oh, it's, well, we're, have a conference in Condado Hotel today.
Cross, ask if they sell condoms.
Yeah, we need condoms. Hello?
Nah.
She hung up, machine? Yep. Put a champagne bottle up a priest's ass.
That was pretty good. Let's respond better with a chicken. You want to put a chicken up your ass?
There's a restaurant called the Department of Food.
Gracias por llamar a la fondita.
In Spanish, el departamento de la comida, and it's a restaurant. I don't know unless it's really the Department of Food.
You want the chicken?
It doesn't have their phone number though. It's not properly formatted. Do I want the chicken? Yeah, get the chicken for Puerto Rico. Hello. Yeah, totally. We got Jaguar of Puerto Rico, as in the car. Hey, British people like Jaguars, right? Let's do that.
Which people?
This is a Jaguar dealership in Puerto Rico.
Jaguar.
You know, like the car?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but... call it your Shaguar or something. I don't know. This is fucking stupid. Jaguar. Chicken, Baz, come on, let's get the chicken going.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by someone. This is Carolina.
Yeah, do you have some kind of problem that you're calling over here?
I'm sorry?
Is there some kind of problem that you called over here?
I called over there?
Someone from this number called over here.
I don't know. This is a hotel, sir.
Yeah. Well, why did someone call from over there?
We have 184 rooms. Anybody of our guests could have called you.
Well, motherfucker, right?
To a who?
Motherfucker.
To a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. If you consider yourself.
Okay. Put that down. Write it down for me.
I will.
Okay, bye. Whatever. Jin. Jin's reconnecting, as is Baz. Baz is reconnecting. They're both reconnecting. The phone seems to be working brilliantly, though, so I don't care.
Oh, yeah. It said incoming call.
Hey.
I'm busy, so I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. It's okay, buddy. Baz is also here now. Yay. Yeah. I received and missed two calls from this guy at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
Compartelo.
Hello, yes? You called over here?
No, sorry.
Yeah, you did, motherfucker.
Sorry?
Yeah, I said, yeah, you did, motherfucker. I have it in my phone. You call over here.
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
Oh, you speak English now all of a sudden, huh?
I don't have time to hear you, sir.
Okay. All right.
I need to do my job.
Okay, you gotta take a shit in the toilet?
No problem. With that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay, motherfucker.
Bye-bye.
My asshole. All right, I'm done with that guy. Now I feel bad. I really don't think he knows. He speaks much English except for fuck you. He knows when he's being cursed out and he knows to curse back and that's it.
That's it.
And that's okay. Jaguar. Remember we were working on that? Yeah.
Yeah, Jaguar.
Jaguar.
You want a Nicky Jaguar?
Yeah.
But I'm echoing again.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Got all they want to listen.
Hello? Hello?
Want to listen.
Yeah, hello, hey. Mate. It's the place of the Jaguar, isn't it?
I can understand what you're saying.
What's your problem? Are you deaf or stupid?
I don't know. What was that about?
I don't know.
Sorry. How do I sound now? Any good?
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, I know. I kind of stuck you on a Jaguar car. We didn't have, you know. I didn't give you any preparation for that. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't just want to...
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
All right, that's not working. I'm calling the Puerto Rico Rhythmic Gymnastic Companies. Yeah.
Hey, before you call that, can you call Iceland?
Iceland?
Yes.
Yes, I can. Where is the number? Is it in chat?
Well, let me pull this up, but a little background. My dad and my sister just got back from a trip to Iceland.
And
they took a bus tour up north. What's that?
Is your sister hot?
Yeah, she's single too, Jen.
Wow, give me her number.
But she's a little. She's about my age, so she's kind of old.
How old?
But anyway,
is she?
They were. Well, she's in her 40s.
That's okay. I would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, I'll get you that later. But they were taking this bus tour up north, and the bus driver was very rude. A few people in the back were talking, and he took his headset off, and he slammed it down, and he says, okay, well then, why don't we all just talk then and not listen to me? And so we looked him up on TripAdvisor, and he's gotten some really bad reviews. And I did a little research, and I think I've got his phone number.
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody wants to... talk to him.
Yeah, we could do that for sure.
Let me pull that up. It might be a cell phone though, so might be cost prohibitive.
All right. Yeah, put it in there. Put it in the chat. I'm gonna call gymnastics. I want to see girls dancing, and then we'll do that. Thank you.
Yep.
And he's Norwegian or whatever he is. The guy is.
Puerto Rico Rhythmic Gymnastics. I mean, this is Clay. How can I help you?
Very nice. Yeah, this Puerto Rico Rhythmic Gymnastics Academy.
Yep.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to see about, I'm a tourist, you know. Do you guys accept, payment in United States dollars here?
May I ask who this is?
This is Cross. My name is Cross. Mr. Cross. Cross de los Santos.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm at the hotel now. I'm at the DoubleTree.
Okay.
Okay. So do you guys accept United States dollars or do I have to convert them?
What do you mean by that? Puerto Rico uses U.S. dollars.
Oh, I just got here. I don't know. I'm not from here, so.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so I can use dollars. All right. And then how much is it for, let's say, like an hour for me to watch the girls perform?
Then why are you interested in the school? How did you get our contact information?
Oh, well, I was asking the concierge here, the lady up front. I said I wanted to see, like, Puerto Rican girls, young girls in tight clothing dancing, you know, like to rhythmic music. And she said that this is the place to go see women dancing, you know. I don't like to go to gentlemen's clubs or nothing that's sleazy, you know, but I do like to pay to see like a rhythmic gymnastic performance, you know?
No, we don't have guests here.
Do the girls there have big breasts and big asses and all that?
Nice. Sir, your questions are inappropriate. Please call somewhere else.
Is there a place I can call to see women with big breasts and nice round Latinas? That's, you know, what's wrong with
that?
That's
inappropriate.
I don't want to go to a strip club. That's inappropriate, but I'm a man. I have my needs. I could have explained it to him like that. Did you get that number yet, Baz? Yes, you did. All right.
Yeah. Maybe. And, the guy's name is Ragnar Thorson.
It might be expensive. What?
And it may be a mobile number.
Let's Ragnar. See. So it
could be.
What kind of a name is that?
He gets really irritated when people talk during his tours.
Ragnar?
Yes.
Hello. Ragnar?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
this is Ragnar. Hi, Ragnar.
Yes, Ragnar speaking.
How are you? Yeah, I was told you're a bit of a prick. So, can you help me? You do tours and things, is that right?
Sorry?
Tour. You do things, I don't know, what do you do?
Yes, I'm a tour guide. A good tour guide.
How much do you charge?
Well, like for the Golden Circle.
Yeah, for the Golden Circle. Well, how much you charge?
7,000 Icelandic kroners each.
Motherfucker.
Are you fucking stupid? That is so much money. that is a lot of money, you dick. I want you to lower the price.
I'm not going to lower any price. Who is this?
Well, it doesn't fucking matter who it is. You need to lower the price, do you understand?
What is this? Who are you?
I'm Mr. Stewart. I am Mr. Stewart, okay? I want you to lower the price, and I want to play
games. I'm not going to lower the price. Have a nice evening.
Wow.
I didn't know where the fuck that was going. You expected me to just jump in. I thought one of you was going to say something. I wasn't even listening.
I'm Tali. Okay. It was expensive. It was 30 cents per minute, right? Is that what I said? 30 cents
per
minute?
Yeah, I warned you in advance that it might cost a lot.
And it did, but it's okay.
Ragnar.
It sounds like a movie character. Ragnar!
Yeah, he's a real prick from what I understand.
Isn't that the name of a Pokemon?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, should be. The Jam Rum Bar and Bistro Modern.
Oh my god, Cuddy, did you still have the Turkish horse?
Did I see what happened to him?
No, what happened to him?
Oh no, what happened? I don't know what happened. Do you want to talk to them?
Yeah, shit.
Oh yeah.
How long has it been?
I talked to them Thursday, and it was, she hung up, she got mad.
What's her name again?
Faison.
Yeah,
let me talk
to him.
Alright, let's see if he might be there early, actually, so this might be a good idea.
I think Faison misses you, Jim.
Yeah.
Turkish Kitchen, can I help you?
Yes, hello, how are you, sir? It's Mr. Stewart.
Stewart?
Yeah, I'm a friend of Faison.
You're a friend of Faison, what's your name?
Mr. Stewart, I'm a lover of Faison.
Oh, okay, I'm not talking to him, Logoma.
What?
Oh, shit.
I just fumbled the shit that he hung up. Brilliant.
He's going to call back. I guarantee you he will call back.
He's going to get pissed off.
Yeah,
really
he does. He usually, what happens, he steps out of the business and he calls on a cell phone block. That's what he always does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I bet you anything.
What's his name?
Okay. We just call him the horse, but I think it's like.
He has got a name.
Yeah, I think it's like Ken Goozle or something, because I always say Ken Goozle. It's not that, but that's what I say. Yeah, Ken
Goozle. I'll just call him Mr. Faison.
Yeah.
See, yeah, there you go.
I'm calling back just to spice him up a little bit. Mr. Faison. They're not going to pick up.
Thank you for calling Circus Kitchen for a takeout.
All right, well, at least maybe that'll poke him into calling. And we also have his house number, but we know he's not there. Hey, here's the place that told Baz was where you told that you were told to sod off, right? The other day?
I was told what?
To sod off. You were called a sod.
Sod. She called me a filthy sod. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What
told me to sod off.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, yes, it's Mr. Stewart here. How are you?
Who?
Mr. Stewart.
You've got the wrong number.
No, I don't, my dear. You you insulted a friend of mine. You told him to sod off and you called him a sod. And now I expect a written apology. I expect you to write it down as an apology and fax it to me. Oh, she's talking away in the background.
Hello?
Won't you talk?
Hello, yeah, are you the daughter or something?
You listen to it.
Hello?
They hung up, but they're like arguing about it.
Yeah, well, she told me, don't you dare ever call this number again, yeah. And he just did.
Yeah. I forgot what number, what her name was. I should have saved that. I just saved it as sawed off.
I don't know.
Stupid.
I told her that I was chatting with her online, and she invited me over to stay with her, and she got really pissed off.
Sawed off.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken.
Nope. All right. Maybe next time.
That's a shame.
I'll have to reverse search her number also, see if we can get her name. Because she's interesting. I got to remember, when I save those, I got to put their real name on there, too, so we know. The Jam Room Bar and Bistro Modern in Puerto Rico is closed. Out of business. A victim of the Great Recession of 2008, guys. Anyway.
How sad.
Yeah. How's your training going, Jim? You ready for Rio? It's your last chance. You're going to be too old to go to the 2018 Olympics.
Yeah, I think my archery career is over.
Oh, no. It's horrible.
Yeah, you know, my daughter's interested in archery, and we were looking at
for
bows.
For fuck's sake,
thinking,
I am not an archer, you cunt.
And I was thinking,
you should stop about this fucking archery. I don't give a shit about arrows or fucking bows. Fuck all of you.
You love archery.
Fucking archery.
He says it because he's been saying this ever since.
Fucking archery.
Ever since you, like, really fucked up at the Olympics.
Whoever came up with it is going to die and burn.
Yeah, whatever. He refuses to acknowledge he's an archer now that he really lost really big time in front of his home crowd in the Olympics. But hey.
Skate 4. Oh, no, I've got a bow. Look, it's all pain. Fucking wank.
All right.
Archery. Is that even a fucking sport? Fucking archery.
You can kill people.
Gracias por llamar a Dennis Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Su llamada podría ser monitoreada o grabada para propósitos de calidad de servicio.
Shut up la boca, Jin. Hey, motherfucker, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how are you, goddammit?
Who is this?
I want to make one order, one eggs.
Excuse me?
One eggs, please.
Just one?
One eggs cooked with heat.
Excuse me?
One eggs.
How do you want... Do you want them scrambled or
fried? I want
fried?
Them cooked with heat.
Yes, cooked with... That's one idea.
Oh, you're welcome.
With heat,
listen, I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry. Maybe there's something because of the language. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want the egg scrambled or fried? Like, over easy, over medium?
You put them on a cooking vessel, and it has to have either electric or, like, a propane gas flame heat source. And you heat up the internal temperature of the egg matter, I'd say about 150 degrees Fahrenheit at least, and hold that temperature for about 3 minutes, let's say. He's like, whatever. Click.
Gracias por llamar a Dennis Puerto Rico. Su llamada podría ser monitoreada o grabada para propósitos de calidad de servicio.
Gracias por llamar a Dennis Puerto Rico. Le hablo a su orden para yo.
What happened with it? The phone, what happened? He's hanging around. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Yeah, all right. We learned our lesson. We won't mess with him. I'm sorry. Okay, well, anyway, moving right along, we can keep doing some pranky pranks here. Let me focus my map again a little bit here. Jen, anything you'd like to call? Anything particular?
Yeah, try Faizan again.
Okay, you got it, man.
Well, if she wasn't at the restaurant, maybe she's at home.
Yeah.
We need, what we need to do is try to figure out his fucking cell phone. He always blocks him when he calls.
Shit, really?
Yeah, he does.
Maybe I can, it's not gonna work.
So no calls yet from him.
I've got his home number, that's it, but let's see if she's alone at home. Let's call.
Maybe she's in bed, Jen.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's,
like, we know your man's at work, we're gonna come over. Fuck, yeah.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after.
That's hackable, but I've never done it. No. All right, we'll call the business again. Turkish Kitchen itself.
Kitchen time.
Well.
yeah, of course.
Bullshit. Okay. All right, that ain't gonna work. We can call Charlie. How about that? Think it's too early for Charlie? I don't think so. Good friend Charlie.
All right.
Charlie, there's been a lot of Charlie activity lately, I understand. Charlie's heavy. We've been Charlie heavy.
Connie, I've got about 15 minutes and I'm gonna get out of here.
Okay, buddy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, then we'll call the Caribbean Cinema of Fine Arts. I think they do movies there. I'm gonna see if they, you know, since it's more laid back over there, of course, maybe they'll let me set up a camcorder. that kind of shit happens in Puerto Rico, man. It's real. It's real.
You gotta actually call up and ask for permission.
Well, usually, hey, what's up, man? I'm gonna come in, man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you mind if I record the movie?
Yeah, because it's still early over there. It's 3:57. I'll be like, hey,
yeah, maybe we can offer him a beer or two.
A little jack off. Hey, honey, baby, how are you? What's up?
Disculpa?
Hi, sexy, how are you? You speak English?
Who are you trying to reach?
Oh, hey, honey, I wanted to come down. Do you guys have matinees today? When they start?
Yeah, the first showings, it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. And maybe like me and you, I wanted to come in. All right, listen, here's what I want to do. I want to bring in like a recorder, a camcorder. I'll give you $500. And I want to put a camcorder and then we'll watch a movie. I want to record the movie.
Sorry, sir, that is not allowed.
I'll pay you. I'm going to pay you like $500. You and one of the guys, who can we get?
Sorry, sir, that is illegal.
Look, come on. I'll give you some money. Listen, and if afterwards I'll turn the camera on you and I'll be like, hey, you want $100, take off your shirt, you know? Like that.
And then goodbye, sir. I hope you have a good day.
Okay. And then like $400 and so let me see your pussy lips like that.
Yeah, boss, maybe she make a movie with us.
Yeah.
You're still kidding.
I think she's got potential.
Oh shit. Look at that, man. She can make over $1,000 by the time I get to the pussy lips, because it's already $500 for recording Gravity, right, in the movie theater, and then $400 for the, yeah, at the end, that's $900, and I already gave her $100 for her top, and you gotta imagine I'd already be giving her money to see her ass and all that, you know, and the underwear, so yeah, man, Jen, that's a lot of money. That's how you get the girls. Yeah, so that was the movie theater in Puerto Rico where we, try to play Porno Man, which is fun. Okay. Ooh, a pizza place. Here we go. A pizza place. Yeah. Melanzana Bistro. Melanzana. Whatever.
Can I do it?
Sure, buddy.
All right, it's the last one I'm doing.
Okay, buddy. We'll take a break then. You leave, take a break. Baz, I don't know if you're going to stay.
Yeah, I can stay for a little bit more.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, hi. I can't speak your jibber jabber, but you speak English?
Yes.
Cool. I want to get a big pizza. Can I get a pizza? Hello?
All right. What will be your name? Hello, your name?
My name is Mr. Stewart.
Hello, is this a to-go order?
Mr. Stewart. And I... what? Hello, what did you say?
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
What the hell? What the hell?
It's my fault. I was opening email. I'm sorry. And it messed with the bandwidth. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Don't be mad. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. This is the world's greatest prank call.
I'll call again.
Okay.
Now it's settled. See? I'm sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
Gracias por llamarme en San Francisco. ¿Le hablan que lo puedo ayudar?
Yeah. Okay. I told you before, I don't understand. But you disconnected me there, and I'm trying to make an order for a big pizza.
Oh, okay. Are you going to make an order to go?
Yeah, I want to make an order to go. I want to go with the pizza. Let's go. Come on.
What kind of pizza would you like to order?
Okay, I want a big pizza.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to put chicken on it.
All right, but what would you like? A pepperoni pizza with cheese
No, I just want a pizza, and I want you to put a chicken on it. And then
okay, wait a second.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, what are you doing? You writing this down? What the hell is...
She said someone's fucking with me.
Hey, lady.
All right, give me the order.
Okay, I want a big pizza.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with the largest pizza you've got. How big is that?
It's about 8 slices thin crust.
That doesn't say, yeah, how wide is it? What's the diameter of the pizza?
She had said someone's fucking with me on the background there.
I wanted to ask you to put a live fucking chicken on it, for fuck's sake.
Oh, well, I thought Baz was going to get chicken.
And then I wanted you to play the chicken noise in the background.
All right. The thing is, that's a normal sound in a lot of parts of Puerto Rico. Like, you, if you hear that in the background, like, eh, it's just someone calling from the hills. There's someone up in the mountains calling. It's, I mean, yeah, if my family were calling me, there's a good chance you'd hear a chicken or a cow.
Yeah, but a lot of people have chickens in their houses.
Yeah. Yeah, they still live like that. It's really something else, man. I love it. I gotta get out there, man. I gotta get out of here. It's too icy and cold. Jen, speaking of icy and cold, Jen Stewart and his icy and cold heart has nothing to plug because he doesn't want anyone to contact him. So
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not really doing prank calls anymore. I kind of moved on, guys. I came on because Carlita wouldn't stop WhatsApping me about coming onto the show, so I thought I'd make a special appearance.
Yeah, just for fun. Yep.
No, right. Just for you, for fuck's sake. It's
not. You didn't have fun? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I had fun. I had fun.
Okay. Good.
I had fun if you had fun.
I had fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun. Right, yeah, we both
had
fun.
I'm happy if you're happy.
I'm happy that you're happy. Okay. All right, Jen, take it easy.
I had fun, too.
Have a good night, man.
Thanks, guys. All right. Yeah, bye. Take care, guys. Nice to be on again.
Bye.
Yeah, it was good seeing you, Jen.
That was Jen. No website, no nothing. Just madhouselive.com is his website. If you need to get updates from him, we will pass them on. We are his mouthpiece, so to say. Right, Baz? Yeah, man.
Yeah. Those were some good pranks he did today. It was good to hear him again.
Man. Well, I'm coming back. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to take a break real quick. Recoup. I'm going to fill up my water. I'm going to get some more walnuts to eat here while I talk to people. And we'll do more pranks. You want to stick to Puerto Rico? I don't know. We can. It's been okay.
Yeah, I can probably go for another 30 minutes. Then I got to run to the store and get my son a suit jacket. I'm not going to say why, but he's got a big interview tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's out throwing his old suit jacket. So
good luck to him. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'll be right back also. Give me about 5-6 minutes, to be honest with you. And also request a prank. Cactus and a few others have sent in requests of pranks, and we'll get to those. All right, I'll be right back in a few minutes. Thanks. And I'm Carlito. Sorry for the extended break there. I got tied up in some drama here at the house. But the drama is over, and I am Carlito, the host of your machine today, this afternoon, late morning, early afternoon, on a Madhouse Radio Extended Madhouse Mouth Network. With me here, I believe, was Baz. Is he still here, Baz? Baz? No Baz. Baz accidentally disconnected and needs to be reconnected. Reconnecting Baz. Just a moment, please.
Hello.
Hello, Baz. I'm trying to find a balance between good and evil.
Yes, I am here. I accidentally disconnected.
Oh, snap, man. All right. Well, moving right along, Madhouse Radio, March the 3rd. We are going to take a look at Request a Prank, see what's going on over there. Big Cactus has been asking us to call the Vieira Bayside community. The manager there, tell them the apartment has a serious leak in the pipe machines. After I try to tap into the first floor pipes, and I am now diverting the water to the retention pond. What? Okay, sure, man. This sounds like a stage. He's got the whole plan laid out for us. I like this, Cactus. The manager is Jill. Apartments are in 14 buildings. So cool. We even got the breakdown. Let me copy paste this for you, Baz, in case you end up in this.
Yeah, perfect.
You never know. You got to be ready. You never know. A little bit of gorillas here in the background while we get that ready. If you want to send a request to prank, now's the time to do so. Go to madhouselive.com. There is a link there for request a prank. Fill out the form. It comes to me here, and me and Baz will prank it. Baz will be with us for a few more minutes, I suppose. Maybe until the top of the hour. Maybe less, I guess.
Yeah, maybe until about top of the hour.
All right, there you go.
Thank you for calling the Vieira Bayside. This call may be recorded for training purposes. Please hold, and someone will be right with you.
Thank you for calling the Vieira Bayside apartment. This is Peter. Can I help you?
Hi.
Good.
Good. Yeah, listen, I need to speak to Jill. I guess she's the manager here.
I'm sorry?
I need to speak to Jill. She's the manager.
She's not in right now. She'll be in on Wednesday.
Are you in charge then, or who is?
How can I help you?
Well, I couldn't find, I'm trying to find Jill. I can't find her.
Okay, she's not going to be until Wednesday, so how can I help you?
Are you in charge then?
I can have you speak with Nikki, but if you're looking for a manager, the manager is not in.
All right. Well, listen, let me explain it to you then.
Anybody else can help you?
Hey, honey. Shut up. I'm going to explain it to you. There's a serious leak in the pipes here. We were tapping. Oh my God.
What the hell?
Because I said shut up. That's why. That's why. I know. I know. It's my fault for being rude. Sorry.
No, these guys are a little sensitive there.
Yeah, I know. Maybe someone else will pick up this time.
Thank you for calling the Vieira Bayside. This call may be recorded for training purposes. Please hold, and someone will be right with you.
Thank you for calling Vieira Bayside Apartments. This is Peter. How can I help you?
I'm sorry that I got upset, okay? And that I said to shut up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I explain the situation now?
Sure. And who am I speaking with?
This is Cross.
Okay.
Okay.
What's going on?
All right. There's a serious leak. I was tapping, me and Baz here, we were tapping into the first floor pipes.
Okay.
And there was like a serious leak. It shot up into the ceiling and some of the ceiling came down even. But I was able to cap it and I'm diverting it up into the retention pond right now.
Okay.
So.
You need Ali out there?
What?
You need Ali to come out there?
Well, yeah. Someone that's going to come here because I really need some help with,
okay.
Getting it fixed.
And where are you?
Getting it fixed. Basically. Where are you huh?
Where are you right now?
I'm in building one.
Yep.
Okay.
And are you in the apartment or are you in a...
Well, I'm on the second floor.
Okay, what apartment number?
I'm right above 102.
Right above 102?
So I was tapping into the pipes in 102. so that I didn't have to pay for my water. You know, I didn't want my water to come out to show the amount of usage I have. So I tapped into apartment two with some pipes, right? But, it's been working for months, but all of a sudden the seal, I guess the welding that I did, it broke and all the water started flooding up. It flooded the floor here. I'm imagining 102 is completely flooded right now.
Okay, let me have them come out there.
But what I need Ali to fix this, because we need to start stealing the water from apartment 102 again as soon as possible. We have
I know. Ali's going to come out there right this second.
All right, can you put him on?
Can he fix the floor, too?
I mean, he has to look at what's going on.
You know, what we did was we cut a hole in the carpet, and then we cut into the subflooring. And then I'm a plumber, so I was able to attach junction to the pipe going into 102. And so since we cut into the flooring, I think the water's like leaking into the flooring and into the ceiling from the unit above. Okay. And
so you did this from what apartment number?
Like you said, we're right above 102. What would that be, 202?
You're in 101. And you cut into 102?
No, we're right above 101.
Okay, so you're all 102 then.
I mean, we're subleasing.
There's only two stories.
Well, that's it. 102.
Okay.
And what we did was we always would wait until the people down below us went to work so that they would shower in the morning and they wouldn't notice any drop in water pressure when we turned on our water. And it was working fine. It was a great arrangement because we're on a different schedule than they are. But we've got this big hole in the floor now. It's pretty unsightly, and my girlfriend's cat keeps falling into it, and then it starts meowing, and we have to pull it out. It's pretty annoying. We're afraid that he might drown now because it's all full of water.
Okay, but you're in apartment 102.
Yes.
Second floor.
Me and Cross and the cats.
Okay.
And my girlfriend's at work right now.
Yeah, we're not on the lease. We're not on the lease either.
We're not. We're subleasing, and I don't know. The guy told us his name was Jackson, but it might be a fake name.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of shady.
Hey, Ollie's not going to go through our stuff like that we have sitting out. Like, should we put
stuff away? Not.
Well, I'm going to send somebody out, but I just need to know what apartment you're actually physically in.
So all right.
Send him to that
Monica,
apartment.
Monica, put the bong away, please. Okay. Thank you. All right. No problem.
Yeah. Hello? It's for medicinal purposes, but it's okay. Hello. I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't one of you guys come up to the front office? Considering you got a couple people there, and just meet us up at the front office. How's that? All right?
I don't know.
All right, thanks.
I don't know about that. I don't know. All right, bye. Fine. I'm done. Whatever. Fuck that guy. He just wants to send Ollie to take care of all his problems, apparently, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just pass the buck.
Uh-huh. Hey, India, a local toilet cleaning service right next to a hospital. Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
I want you to do a really good job cleaning that toilet. Here we go.
Yeah, get all the shit out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indian toilets, man. You know they got some nasty toilets over there. They're not even toilets by our standards, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. Did you see that website for that Indian Toilet Museum? They had some fucking nice toilets at that museum.
Oh, you remember the prank that I did? And she's like, we have, what did she call them? She called them something the word she
I don't
had
know if I was on during that call.
Yeah. We have, not specimens, it was just whatever, we have works of art from all over, something like that. I forgot what she said exactly. It's like, oh, our beautiful, artful toilets. Turlet.
That's what we can come in and take shits in them.
Yeah, but in India, they shit right in the ground, like Prank Caller is saying in the chat room. They shit right, they got a hole in the ground. It's got like two little foot things. Two metal foot grates, I guess, so you know where your foot goes. And well, what do you do then? Do you just take your pants off and hang them, or do you just pull them down like to your knees? I don't understand how that works.
It's probably like the Japanese squat toilets. I used one time.
Oh my god! We're
you take your
time.
Pants off and you hang them up on a hook in the stall, and then you just squat down over it.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a picture. They have a picture on the regular toilets in Japan.
Yeah.
And it shows basically telling you not to stand on them and squat on them because people have actually tried standing on the regular toilets.
Yeah. It says Western toilet.
And then the rim broke.
Yeah. It says they make sure it says Western toilet. Yeah.
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 And somebody got their ass all cut up on the broken rim.
Oh. Those public toilets are insane in Japan, though. There's a blog I watch, and the chick was in Japan for like 3 weeks, and she was showing off like the public bathrooms, and the whole fucking door closes in the enclosure. It cleans itself. Like it's got the whole little toilet room has a cleaning mode, and it's fucking wicked, man. The seat comes out, like it's hidden behind, it comes out, and it comes out dried and disinfected and all this junk. I mean, that's the way to live.
Clean.
Yeah. If I had like OCD or like really bad germophobia, I would have to live in Tokyo. Cause that's gotta be like the cleanest big city in the world.
Oh, it is.
I mean, they take it really
that
fucking.
Singapore.
Yeah. Is Singapore clean? I don't know.
Yeah. You can get caned if you don't flush a toilet after taking a dump.
Oh, well, yeah, you should be anyway. I hate that shit. Who does that? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we've been, Turbo and I made a bunch of calls where we were threatening to take big shits and not flush the toilet because it's our American custom.
Did they say anything like we can't?
They're getting physical. That was against the law here.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but you can't chew gum, you can't spit, you can't talk about the prime minister, I think. No, that's the thing.
I think we actually got put onto a government agent one time.
Yes, hi. Do you have underwear?
Hello?
Yeah, you have dirty underwear? Hello, motherfucker? Banchod. Banchod.
Mr. Gandu.
These numbers are from Tabachi.
He muttered something.
Yeah, he said,
He hung up.
He spoke Neanderthal there. These are from Tabachi. We're trying the toilet cleaning service again. That last one was not the toilet cleaning. Anyway, Japanese toilets we're talking about. And then Singapore. Yeah, Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
The women have big tits in Singapore, I understand. They're Asian with big tits. You don't see that all the time.
Man. I think it's genetic, you know.
Yeah.
No, but Turbo and Dr. Unk and I were calling, and we were on the phone a long time in this hotel in Singapore. And the lady put us on hold, and then some very official guy answered and was like telling us that all these things that we're talking about are not possible. And we were pretty sure it was some government agent or something that she tapped into the line.
Wow.
She patched in.
No kidding. Interesting. That's scary, too, at the same time. Listen, in Canada, Alabama, Canada, according to this request a prank, which makes no sense to me. Ever heard of that place?
No.
Exactly.
Alabama, Canada.
Yeah. Anyway, in Canada, I'm guessing this is Canada, and they just didn't bother to pick the state, even though the Canadian provinces are in there. This woman's phone number is the same as some kind of drugstore. She's Catholic, and it gets really pissed when people call her asking for condoms and birth control. This is according to the data supplied to us by Argoman, whatever the pronunciation is. And I'm about to call that right now. I guess we'll ask for condoms, right? Because we're like 16-year-old kids skipping high school, prank calling people. Yeah, do you have condoms?
Hi, you have reached Josephina, Pete.
No answer there, buddy.
No, it's not gonna play.
Boo-hoo. All right, let me go back to request a prank. Let's look at the next one down the line, see what's up there. This one was sent 2 days ago. A number in L.A. Found a sign in a neighborhood, thought it had potential. Dear neighbor, we are scouting potential locations for season 3 of the TNT TV show Perception. Your home and or business may be a good fit. If you're interested, please call my cell or email me at your earliest convenience. Sincerely, Jessie. She's a location scout. Yeah.
Perception is the name of the show?
Yeah, and I wish I knew which neighborhood it was, because apparently what happened was she was probably like, this is the perfect, you know, setting, neighborhood setting for this, and then said, all right, well, let's see if we can get one of the local people to submit their house, you know what I mean? She's fishing.
Yeah.
So that would have helped out what location it was, but I can still mess with her.
She's probably- it says here that they, in August they renewed it for its third season, so presumably this is... Yeah. In preparation for the filming of that season.
Yeah, so she probably scouted out the neighborhood and was like, oh, this would be it. Let's see if we can get someone here who will let us use their house to film in for part of an episode. I'm going to ask for spoilers.
This is Jesse.
Hey, Big Jesse, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
I was walking my dog. This is Cross. I was walking my dog. And I came up on this flyer here for the neighborhood saying that, like we had, you're looking for potential locations. Did you find a house already for the perception machine?
Yeah, are you walking on Marengo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did. We're filming it 2025 and 2026. I left that letter, you probably saw it on Maple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're working with that homeowner for the placement of some equipment. So we did find our houses. Do you live in the area?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Hey, can I get some spoilers if you guys would use my house or something?
Can you get some what?
Spoilers.
Spoilers?
Yeah, I'll pay you. I got a few $100. I'll pay you.
You'll pay me if I use your house?
No. Well, like, you can use my house. Yeah, I'll pay you. And then also, yeah, you can use the house for free all you want. I got a pool and everything. You can do craft services here. You can use it for whatever you want.
Then I'll I see. Where do you live?
Huh? I live on Maple.
Maple and what?
Right in the middle of Maple.
Do you live on Maple between La France and Marengo, or Maple between?
Yeah.
Got it. And you live on the north side?
Yeah, on the north side. And you can, you know, use all you want. You know, you guys can bunk here. You can come fuck your girls, whatever you want. But then I'll pay you guys for, like, if you got some spoilers for me, because I'm going to pass them on to this guy that has a website.
If you got it.
Huh?
I really can't do that.
I'm going to... You never heard of Bass Spoilers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my cousin. He gives me... I'll get you, like, $500 per spoiler. He's really interested in perception.
Well, that would just be, that renewed. Would not be very good for the TV show perception.
Yeah, but it'd be good for you. It'd be good for you. What are they paying you over there? Come on. We can make you nice and comfortable. We can get you that vacation you want. Okay. You want to take a nice cruise? You know, lady friend, guy friend you got? We'll make that happen, buddy.
I totally appreciate it, but...
Here, I'm going to put Baz on. Baz is the webmaster. Baz.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, this is Baz. I'm his cousin, and I'm the webmaster at BazSpoilers.com. And, man, we would really love to get some spoilers. And actually, I'm his roommate too. And you can totally use the house. And, it's not a problem.
Well, let me,
I may be interested in
working with you guys on like a backyard or a driveway or something, but I'm probably going to pass on the spoiler deal.
Hey, is Rachel Lee Cook coming back next season as, Kate Moretti?
Can I call you guys right back? Let me just fire it back.
Because she's really hot. She can use my bedroom if she wants, you know, and I'll just sleep on the floor.
It's awesome. He's starting asking specifics now about the show. Yeah. It's like we're from TMZ or something. We want spoilers, man. We'll pay you. He's like, oh, you know, I might like a vacation with my lady.
I was going to tell him that I was looking at the cast, and there's a special agent Moretti, Kate. I was going to tell her that I think she's got nice tits and she can use my bedroom.
Yeah. I'll try to call him back. I don't think he'll pick up. I think that was his out. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm going through a tunnel. I got to call. Bye.
You're breaking up.
I use that all the time still. It's like, it doesn't work anymore like that, Carlos. I did that to my wife. I'm driving through a tunnel. It's like, we don't live in Florida anymore. There's no tunnels here. Oh, shit. Damn it. There's no tunnels in this town. Damn it. Desperately looking for a tunnel to cut my phone off.
Yeah, you're driving under a freeway underpass.
Yeah, I'm trying. That doesn't work. She's like, bitch, you got LTE. Damn. Why'd I get the family plan?
Fool her.
Why'd I have to get the family plan? Now she knows.
This is Jesse.
Yeah.
Hello?
Let's not do it like that. Here's Baz. She's going to explain again.
Yeah, you know, I really like Kate a lot. And so, you know, well, maybe we'll just put a few spoilers in, you know, maybe some stuff
He's gone. He's scared of spoilers, dude. He probably thinks it's the Screen Actors Guild trying to ensnare him.
Yeah.
He thinks they're trying to fuck him up. Aha! You are the leak. Okay.
Entrapment.
All right. That was fun. Buster Casey sending in some requests of pranks. Nunu also sending in a number for a Jeff Hoon, a corrupt British corrupt business politician in Britain. Business politician, right. And also a creepy BBC presenter and ex-teacher who's going on trial for kid touching. Another one of those. Wow. We'll try that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to go after this next prank.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you for ringing. I'm afraid I can't take your call at present, but if you'd like to leave me your name and your number, I shall endeavor to get back to you at the earliest convenience.
I'll try again.
I shall endeavor to get back to you at the earliest convenience.
He does. He is a kid toucher. He's guilty. All they got to do is play this voicemail in the trial. Your Honor, here's Exhibit A. The jury's like, we've come to a decision already.
Yeah. I will endeavor to call you back after I'm done rogering this kid's bum.
Thank you for ringing. I'm afraid I can't take your call at present, but if you'd like to leave me your name and your number, I shall endeavor to get back to you at the earliest convenience. Thank you very much.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key of the phone option. That is 4077. Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get the politician now, the Jeff Hoon. He went straight to voicemail, Nunu.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 0779.
It's going straight to voicemail, Nunu. Sorry.
Hey, she said 077, not 007.
007. Listen, Buster Casey sends in a number for America's Choice Home Inspections. Ooh, very nice. What's their boggle? This guy's a blowhard who is easy to get mad. His company's a home inspection service that has super bad reviews online. They also have a high turnover rate for employees. Due to what a jerk he is and a dummy, his assistant Barbara is as well. You probably get a receptionist when you call. Okay. But then we will ask for the president, Mr. Price.
In America's Choice Inspections, how may I help you?
I called earlier and I got disconnected. Was that me or you? What happened?
Yes, we're having issues right now. How may I help you?
Oh, do you have just women that answer the phone?
How may I help you?
Oh, I needed to talk to the main guy, Mr. Price. There's a big problem.
He's not in right now.
What's he doing? Is he on a call?
Okay, goodbye.
Bitch. What a bitch. BITCH, right?
Here, let me talk to her.
Okay.
Thank you for calling America's Choice Inspection. Your call may be recorded for training purposes.
Good afternoon, America's Choice Inspections. How may I help you? Thanks.
Good morning or good afternoon. This is David Snoswell. I think you just spoke with my associate. You were kind of smart with the mouth there. Do you have a man that we can talk to?
You know, I haven't spoken with anybody from your company. I'm the office manager. How can I help you?
Is it customary in your business to have woman that thinks that she's wearing the man pants answering the phone and talking smart when men are trying to do business?
I'm sorry if you got that impression. I don't think so, but how can I help you?
Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't you that we were talking to. This woman thought that she knew a lot of things about business and when really women should be in the kitchen doing the cooking or cleaning the break room. And I don't believe that you are the office manager because there's no W-O in the word manager. It's man-edger. So can you put your boss on the phone? I am David. I'm David Snoswell.
And that's S-N-O?
S-N-O-S-W-E-L-L.
Okay, David. And your telephone number?
Yes, my telephone number is... Actually, you know what? I don't like giving my telephone number out to women who think that they know how to do business because the number might get misused. So okay. If you could just patch me through to your boss. I know he's there. He's probably, he's probably in the office.
David, I'm sorry, but our boss is not available. In. And,
because the women, they're always trying to
every which way, up one side and down the other.
No, ma'am.
You know nothing about me, but you have managed to offend me probably a dozen times. And my boss is not in. If he was in, sure. I would tell you so. I'm not a liar, along with the other things you've accused me of.
Okay.
But I will be glad to give him your name and your number and ask him to give your call when he gets in.
I don't give my number out to women who think they're wearing the man pants. The number might get lost. You might jot it down on a scrap piece of paper and then get lost in your purse with all your lipstick.
It could lost in my purse. And there's all kinds of places it could get lost. But I'll be glad to have him call you.
I get lost in your ass.
You know what, David? This call is recorded. And it's really been fun listening to you. What is the name of your company?
Yes, we're the Big Business Company.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we do big businesses with men.
Uh-huh. With men. I gotcha. Okay,
yes.
Dear. All righty. Well, I'll pass your name along.
Women because they mess things up.
Because they mess things up. Okay.
Yes. Tell your boss
This has been really fun. I've enjoyed it. No, I'll let him
For you, maybe.
The recording.
I'm frustrated.
I'm sorry.
I'm frustrated right now. I might actually shout at you because I'm getting extremely frustrated. Hello, woman.
Men.
Yeah, we do big business with men.
Big business.
Anyway, with that, I definitely need to run. I've got to do some big business at
the toilet.
Big box store machines.
All right, man. Have fun at Walmart. Bye.
All right. That was fun.
Bye.
Later.
It was fun. Thanks for being on. Bye, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Well, I still have it in me. If anyone would like to join me to help out, because I'm all alone now. Any of you all up on the Madhouse Skype machine, got me on Skype, let me know. Let me reach out to Matt. See Matt's online. Maybe he's up for a bump. I see Artie's on. I'll message him. Who else is up here? Dirty Aaron. He's probably working there. Send him a message. Cobra's on. I'll send him a message inviting Cobra. I'll send RBCP a message, but he's busy working. The Dead's on. I'll send him a message. I'll get up with even Ted Webb. I think Ted Webb might be busy. Turbo's listed as busy, so I won't bother him. UK Ted. Showing up as away. I haven't talked to him in a while. Let's see if he wants to join us. Let's see if anybody's responded back in the affirmative. Evil Artie says ? And I say prank show. Laugh Track Mag is busy right now. He's busy with his Armenian girlfriend. Cobra's listening, but he's working and cannot join. UK Ted says he doesn't know who I am. Oh, shit. That's funny. Anyway, I'm moving right along. Here we go. Guess I'm on my own, all alone, on my own. Back at Request a Prank. See if there's anything else. Hello, RBCP. Hi. All right, that's great. We'll wait on him. Maybe he's getting his microphone ready. We'll be hearing nothing from him. Here's a Random Lake Pizzeria. The owner's name is Tommy, a stoner.
Hey, honey baby.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing.
Good. You been listening today or you been busy?
Yeah, I've been listening to pretty much the whole thing.
Yay, thank you.
Except for the parts with Jen, because I fucking hate Jen, and I just, like, turn it off when his pranks come on. And... fucking Jen.
He's so yesterday. He's so Katie Carr.
Yeah.
No answer there. Maybe too early. I don't know. Thanks a lot for nothing.
Sorry. I'll hang up. I'm bad luck.
Not you. I'm talking to Mr. Listener out there, whoever sent that in. I'll go back to Google Maps. Yeah.
Fuck them, listeners. Fuck you, listeners.
Yeah, fuck them.
Hey, I made a Photoshop of the Madhouse chat room. Did you see that yet?
No. A Photoshop of it?
Yeah.
Of, like, people in it? Really? Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'll get the link for you.
Yeah, share that.
I know you like clicking on things during the show.
Yeah, it doesn't distract me at all.
It doesn't make your computer start fucking up and
mess up
all the calls.
Nothing like that at all, man.
I actually can't stay, but if you're around in like 30 minutes, I'll be available.
Okay, I might be. Hit me up then. Check in.
That's your incentive to keep doing a show for at least 30 more minutes.
Yeah, and then whatever takes after that. Okay, no problem. You got it. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
And I'll click on that. Someone has the 92 Dodge Stealth. Yo, that car was the shit. In 92, I was in middle school still. And that Dodge Stealth came out, and I thought it was the coolest looking car ever. And I remember my friend, Tommy. Thomas Rivera. He swore that when we got to prom... We were still, what grade were we in? We were in the seventh grade still. And he said that when we were seniors in high school and got to prom, we were going to rent a Dodge Stealth. We were going to each rent a Dodge Stealth and take our dates to prom in a Dodge Stealth because it was the cooling, badass fucking car looking ever. I don't think we ever ended up doing that. No, we didn't. I went in a limo with a bunch of dorks. I met my date there. We didn't go together. That was a stupid idea. We all went in a big party style. It was kind of cool. One van with girls and one limo van with guys. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? You got a 92 Dodge Stealth?
What is it?
Oh, this is Cross.
Cross?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you have a Dodge Stealth, or Shane has a Dodge Stealth.
Shane has a Dodge Stealth?
Yeah, he's selling a Dodge Stealth.
I don't know.
You're stupid.
Hello?
Yeah, what's with her? Is she stupid or something?
Do what?
You have a Dodge Stealth for sale?
Oh, yeah, they did. Well, they was parting them out. And I think so far that they've decided to keep them or rebuild. They actually have two.
God damn it.
Yeah, well, they belong to me. I was like, both of them, well, they belong to my name's on the titles. The blue one's mine, and then I bought one from my wife, and we had a rod, and in the red one, it was running. We drove for about 4 days. I had a bunch of brand new parts in it.
So it's a piece it's a piece of shit, is what you're saying?
No. I had a bearing and rod went out of it.
Oh, fuck it.
It scratched it, but it ain't bad, but,
okay.
I reckon they've decided, like, these people are going to rebuild them for us or something like that.
All right, well, fuck them then, right? Fuck you and fuck them, asshole.
Excuse me?
Fuck you and fuck them then, asshole, because I wanted to...
No, you hold on 1 second. What? You hold on 1 second.
What? That's how I feel.
It's how I feel. You want to explain your problem, because I ain't going to put up with no horse shit. If anybody call me, tell me, fuck you.
It's a
I will come to your house, and I'll walk in the fucking front door. I don't give a shit. You ain't going to call me disrespecting me because somebody fucking decided to keep their fucking cars.
Well, fuck you and fuck them.
I dare you. Where do you live, by God? Where do you live? Hey, you want to tell me fuck you? I'll kick your fucking door and you tell me in my face.
You come here, you motherfucker. I'll say it in your big damn right face.
Damn right I will. And I have a 357 I'll put in your fucking head and I'll fucking shoot you. I don't give a shit.
I'll snatch it out of your hand. I'll snatch it out of your hand.
Where do you live at?
I'll snatch it out of your hand and I'll turn it on you.
Where do you live at then, person?
What?
Where do you live at, man?
12.
I don't give a shit how far it is. Tell me.
1211 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Where's that at? Rogersville? Tell me a town in the state.
Rogersville.
Really? What's your name?
GPS it. My name is Cross.
Okay.
And I'll snatch that gun right out of your hand.
I hope you do. I'm gonna turn it on you and make you take your pants off. You'll be lucky.
Gonna fuck
you. It's pretty bad that you're that fucking damn
motherfucker.
I'm a motherfucker.
I'm gonna turn you right around. I'm gonna turn you right around. Fuck you in that tight little asshole of yours with no Vaseline or nothing. No spit. No Vaseline.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going to make you a girl.
Man, you ain't nothing but a shit talker.
I'm going to make you a girl.
I'm right now, I'm at the fucking library, and I fucking, here in a minute, I'm headed to my house. If you want to try something or you want to disrespect me, both them fucking cars are sitting there, and I'll be sitting out fucking side. Since you live in Rogersville, you come on over. If you think you're fucking bad, tell me fucking disrespecting me and shit like that. I'm going to show you what disrespect really is, buddy, because I'm going to lay you down hard.
Whatever.
You don't know me, you don't know my family.
If you knew me
and you knew who my family was, you wouldn't be calling me fucking cussing me out over some fucking two bullshit cars.
You don't know me, motherfucker. I don't need to.
I got the Russ's family in Hawkins County, and if you want to see it, you come on over.
I'm going to fuck you and your whole family. Oh, wow, dude. Big time. Big time anger. All because of two cars that aren't for sale anymore.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Oh, we should set that shit up, yo. I'm going to save that number because that guy was a fun machine. Hang on, let me add that real quick here. And I don't even have a name for the guy. He just had shit for sale. So I'm just going to put Dodge Stealth for sale. Okay. And fuck it, I'm going to try to call him one more time. An update, Evil Artie says he'll join in about 5 minutes. He'll be in and out, though. Can't stay for long. UK Ted says he remembers who I am. He was kidding. Thanks for keeping the podcast going. They helped him through some rough times. I understand, because you're really busy. He says he also sent a request to prank. I'll check for that. Good talking to you, UK Ted. Everyone says hi. Then offering to send numbers. I'll say yes. Yes, please, send numbers. Yeah. Deanne, I'm going to add you to the conference real quick here just so you can send numbers in it. All right? You don't have to answer Deanne if you don't want to. But now you're added. UK Ted calling in now to join. Hello, UK Ted. Whoa. What happened? Or he called and hung up, maybe? I don't know. Well, we'll wait on that. UK Ted, if you wanted to join, call back in if it wasn't a mistake. All right, we got someone selling a Smith & Wesson. A Smith & Wesson. Hey, UK Ted, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. Were you meaning to call, or did I call you an accident?
No, I called you, but I forgot to pause the stream.
Oh, okay.
I didn't take
echoes.
You get the echo, indeed. And I guess Dan is connecting also. I'm not sure if he will or not. Okay, here's a number for a guy selling a gun. If I call, my current call will... What? Hang on. Calling you back, UK Ted. Give me a second. I'm not in control of that conference. That's not going to work. I'm going to call UK Ted, then I will dial in then separately. All right, Skype problems. Ted, did you make it back now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, good. Let's see if this works now. Trying the call again. It says it'll be put on hold. I want to add it to the conference. Here we go. All right, good. No answer here. It doesn't appear. I got someone who's selling bowls, styrofoam bowls, plates, paper bowls, and styrofoam plates and bowls.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has no...
Hey, Dan. DN. How are you? DN, are you...
Hey.
Hey, buddy. DN is getting numbers. Good.
You managed to get Nunu online?
Yeah. No. Hey, how are you doing? You got some paper plates and bowls and stuff like that?
Yes, I do.
Where are they from? Did you get them from the church?
Did what?
Did you get them from the church?
No. Nope.
Where'd you get them?
What do you mean?
Are they clean?
Yeah, they're clean, both.
Yeah, they haven't been used or nothing?
No.
Where'd they come from, a church?
No, I get a big load of them.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Yeah, man. Totally. I'm calling from the Church of the Machine.
Not from what?
The Church of the Machine. We're a new church that's opening up in Rogersville. And we're going to have a secret dark mass. We worship the Satan comes down, and we worship the dark evil mass where the great eagle and Satan kidnap Jesus and force him to do sodomy and stuff like that, sodomist acts. It's called the Dark Mass. We channel the spirit of the Great Eagle. So we make a soup out of bald eagles, and we need, like, a lot of bowls. But we went to Sam's, and it's way too expensive there. Like, we saw the big packs, you know, at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And we don't even have a membership. We just went to look, and we saw we can't afford that. There's not, I mean, there's quite a lot of us, but we're mostly poor, you know. So anyway, we make a soup, and we all need to share it. So we like some of the bowls. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right. How much for the bowls?
I think they're most of them around $1.50 a pack.
And how many come to a pack? Come on. Don't waste my fucking time.
Hey, don't get hateful with me or don't call me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't have to fucking sell them to you.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I ain't going to stand the attitude, so just go look somewhere else.
No, I'm sorry. Come on, brother. I'm sorry, okay?
You can just buy them at Sam's or Walmart and find somebody else.
No, it's too expensive. Come on, we're a church. Come on, please. Yeah, whatever. It was going nowhere, so I was just rude. That's what happens.
That usually works quite well.
Yeah, UK Ted, do you like being rude? You're never rude to people, right? You never get mad at public?
No, I'm far too polite. Yeah. That's my downfall.
Don't call me no more.
Come on, I'll put UK Ted on. He's not like that. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I'm sorry about my friend. We're just after some polystyrene. I mean, the church thing, that's, you know, take it or leave it, but we need some polystyrene. We like to...
It don't matter. Just go ahead and buy them at Walmart. I ain't
polystyrene. I don't want that bullshit. We want to, like, we're going to melt it and just quaff the fumes. You can join in if you want. I'm speaking. Just, you know, set fire to it, breathe in the fumes, tell me how it goes, and report back. If it's good, you got yourself a deal. How's that?
Say what?
Yeah, you heard. So you're going to set fire to some of the polystyrene, inhale the fumes, tell me how it goes. If it's good, then, you know, we can do some business. I just want to buy some polystyrene.
I ain't interested.
You're not interested in selling polystyrene. Why the fuck have you advertised it, then?
Don't call me. You ain't going to call me. Having your fucking hateful ass attitude and think I'm gonna sell you something.
Well, you advertise.
It ain't gonna fucking happen. I don't give a goddamn if I did fucking put it on there.
Shit.
You're not gonna call me and say that you're wanting bowls and hurry the fuck up. I'm wasting your time. You're wasting my fucking time.
you're wasting everybody's time by advertising shit that you don't want to sell. What is wrong with you?
I ain't going to sell it to you cocksuckers that don't know how to shut the fuck up. Call me again. The next time you call me, I'll have your ass put in jail. How about that? Because you're under record right now because I am a local police officer.
You know that's a felony to pretend to be a police officer. Can I have your badge number? Give me your badge number right now.
Goodbye.
That's not a badge number. We got him in big trouble because, yeah, you're right. UK Ted, it's a felony to say you're a police officer and you're not. It's impersonating a police officer. It is a felony.
Regarde le serpent mignon. Mortu le serpent salut.
Good work, Ted. Proud of you, buddy. You're my little buddy. All right, some Craigslist from the end. Yay! Let's have a look. Hang on, I got to copy-paste these somewhere because this shit doesn't work in Skype sometimes. You click a link and it goes all the way to the bottom of the fucking thing.
That's the first time I've done a prank call in over a year. That's depressing.
That's okay. New life.
You tell them how to practice.
You have to adapt to your new life. Are you happy with the choices you've made in the last 2 years?
Oh, I am. Yeah, it was a difficult couple of years, though, mate.
But there you go. Are you at least reaping the benefits of stuff? If you are, then don't feel so bad. Don't be so down.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was worth it.
There you go, buddy. You're all right then. Okay.
How's your foot, by the way? I heard you broke, or was it your elbow? You broke something recently.
Ankle. Broken ankle.
Ankle.
Yeah, ankle.
Yeah. What actually happened?
I slipped on ice, and I rolled on my left ankle, and I broke it.
Jeez. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was really icy. I was wearing these, like, claws. They're like little traction kind of claws you can put on your shoes. They slip on.
Yeah.
I was wearing those so I could get by, and they did their job. They held me in place, but I had lost my balance because it was so bad. Like, it was me and my coworker. We were kind of slipping and sliding all the way to our cars, and about halfway through the journey, we were just surrounded by a big patch of ice, and we're like stuck. It didn't matter if we went any way we went. So we're like, fuck it, let's go, and we, you know, got through it a little bit, but then I slipped and rolled on my ankle. And broke it, the bone was sticking out. Yeah.
Jesus.
This is bad. Yeah. So I've been out for the count. That was first week of January and I'm still not able to put weight on it. I'm still on a cast boot.
Is it possible that because of the spikes on your shoes, your foot stayed in place and the rest of you fell down?
Yeah.
And that's what broke your ankle.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. I was wearing that so I wouldn't fall, but the spikes kept my foot in place and that's why I rolled on my ankle like I did. Yeah.
So can we call the company that makes the spikes and shout abuse at them for breaking your ankle?
You know, we could. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't know what the fuck those things are called. Let me go to Amazon and find out.
Having said that, I wouldn't want to ruin any potential litigation that is genuine.
No, I'm not going to do any litigation. I'm not like that. They told me it was at work, so I could have sued work. But I was like, no, I'm not like that. I'm not that kind of... Everyone's like, you're stupid, you should.
I don't know, man. If it's your work parking area and they didn't de-ice it properly, you should... should be entitled to a small fortune. That's a lot of UK calls you could be paying for right there.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. It's still open. I still could. Still well within the time to do that, but I don't know. I don't remember the name of the brand, to be honest with you. I'm looking on Amazon where I bought it. There's a whole bunch of them here, but not sure which ones they are. Hotheads? No. Ice? No. Ice Claws? We can call any of them. Doesn't matter. I don't care. All right, let me see if I can find a corporate website for one of these. The Hotheads No Slip Ice Cleats Company. I wonder what they're even called in real life, like company-wise. International Shoe Machines. They're hotheads.net. No Slip Ice Cleats. Yeah, this isn't the brand I was using, but it's the same idea. No slip my ass. Well, yeah, I didn't slip. Just the rest of my body was moving. All right, toll-free number for them. I just need my computer to cooperate. And we can still call Puerto Rico as I was doing earlier. Don't know if you caught that, Ted, or the end, but I was prank calling Puerto Rico.
Were you prank calling in Spanish?
In English. I was making them speak English. They speak lots of English there.
Welcome to Website Services. Our business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Your call is being transferred.
This is just a vending contractor company. I'll yell at them. It's a start.
Thank you for calling customer service. Our business hours are Monday till Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you reach this message during normal business hours, we are assisting.
Well, that was a waste of time. Great. Okay. Well, Ted, I tried. I tried your idea. No luck. And I've lost interest, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
Sorry. You meant well. Okay, moving right along. We got someone wanting to borrow, rent, or trade for a cherry picker engine hoist, if you have one available, or know someone with one. All right. There, okay. Terry says, well, wait a minute. Cactus sends a number for Terry, a guy who had a bad experience on United Airlines. He wanted his flight changed 24 hours before and was told, well, says that the United employee was a smart ass, so he swore at her. Then he got a call from a block number saying it was customer service and they didn't appreciate him swearing, nor did they appreciate his business. Yeah, here's what happens with customers. I've worked in situations like this. So basically, this customer wanted the impossible done, and on short notice, was told, "I'm sorry, it can't be done." So his way to try to convince the person to do it is to be mean, angry, and swear at them.
People need to be stopped.
So yeah, what happens is, like, if I was in a call center and someone did that to me, I would write down the number. And then on my lunch break, I would call from the phones that we had on the floor that were for anybody's use. And they either came up as blocked or came up with a generic 800 number for the company. And I would be like, you know, oh, you have problem? Like, you know what I mean? Like, was there a problem? You know, we did that all the time. Like, there was the girl that sat next to me. There was a girl that sat next to me. And whenever, like, I remember some guy called her a cunt once, like, she's like, "Oh my God, this guy called me the C word." And I said, "What's his phone number?" And I got it, and I called for one of those phones. Like, "Yeah, I'm a supervisor here." And he's like, "Yeah?" Like, "Yeah, you just called and you spoke to Kim. You called her a bad word." And he got all scared. He's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Yeah. I didn't yell on him or nothing, but I scared him. It was funny.
Yeah, I had a small collection of phone numbers of asshole hotel guests back in the day, but
nice.
I never got around to calling them, unfortunately.
Oh, they're always there, man. Anywhere you work, assholes, right?
I think someone wrote on Reddit a while ago, it always rung true with me, that everybody should be forced to work in customer service for at least a few months just so they know what it's like.
So they know what it's like coming on the other end of the, you know, the receiving end. Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. You'll learn that really quick. After the first day of working in a busy call center, you'll be like, "Ah, shit. What the fuck? I can't believe." And really, I base a lot of my prank calls, to be honest with you, the stupid shit I say on the show, I base it on actual customer interactions I've had from my early 20s, just dealing with customers who said the stupidest shit like this when I was when I worked in a credit card call center, and then later on in a bank call center, a large national bank. Something about America.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. International Bank of United States of America machine. Something like that. I'm getting a call back from that area code that we were calling before, the shit for sale. I get afraid because I always think maybe it's the police, the local police calling, like, "Yeah, we got a report that you're calling from this number." You know what I mean? That shit happens. So I just let it go to voicemail. But what happens is these people, they never leave a long voicemail. Their voicemails are like 2 seconds long, and it's just them hanging up. I have to customize
it. Figure out how to hack it.
I have to customize it. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
And here's another incoming number. Someone else pissed off. Someone else we fucked with today. Okay. I'll stop fucking around. We got a few more minutes until Brad is required to show up, right? Yeah. Here's a customer service survey request as a machine. This guy was on Twitter saying complaining about. I have confirmed this number and he is picking up. Excellent, okay. Let me see what his complaint was then. In the meantime, Brad, who is contractually obligated to join us now, is calling in. Hello, Brad.
Hi, Carlito.
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, UK Ted.
Attention, according to this Twitter complaint, this person was having a nice day until flaked again and they lost their service. And he had to spend an hour of his precious time on a snow day when he was stuck at home anyway, running through tech support. Oh my God, right? Like, the real life happens, guys. Ooh. 1 hour is nothing, bro. You should, it means you're stupid and it was probably something you could have fixed yourself. But I'll do the whole angle as a survey to see if he complains about it. Let's do it.
Woohoo!
And I have Brad as my supervisor, should one be needed. UK Ted can also be the lawyer because he's British.
Yep.
And the N, I don't know, can be the secretary. There you go. We all have our roles. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Eddie. I'm calling on behalf of United Business Machines. I'm supposed to have a customer survey with you regarding a recent interaction with.
Oh, no, I didn't opt into the survey. Thanks.
Well, you're required to do it or we're going to have to charge you the $25 tech support fee.
What?
There's a $25.
No, get out of town. No way. No freaking way.
Sir, I'll have to put it on your account here if you don't go through
all
this.
All right, we'll dispute that all the way to the bank, buddy.
And
you're not.
And you'll pay.
I'm not taking a. What did I do? What button did I hit? When I called because my didn't work.
You were
to
rude.
To say that you guys are gonna give me a marketing survey in exchange for a 25. No, get out of town,
man. Can I explain why, please, sir?
Go ahead. Which point did I opt into this?
At some point during your call, one of the agents or agents that you spoke with marked you down as having cursed, like used foul language, so that automatically triggers that you were obviously upset during the call. So that means that you were, you know, rude.
No, we
reviewed the call.
I did not use foul language because I don't do that.
We reviewed the call and
you
were rude.
I don't do that to tech service people. Rude. You know who I do that is to unsolicited marketers calling me to try to get me to take some BS survey. Does that count as a cuss word, BS?
No, it doesn't.
Because I just said BS.
Well, it was because you were rude.
You going to charge me more money for saying BS,
you
man?
Said you were rude. You were rude and that triggered it also. And you're being rude now.
I was worried because my doesn't work. The service that I pay for doesn't function. And yeah, that makes me worried because I work from home and it affects my livelihood and my productivity in the day. And so does talking to you. So go ahead and put $25 charge on my bill and we'll get it erased. Don't worry about
all
it.
Right,
all right.
Listen.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good day, buddy.
Listen.
Talk to you later.
Can I explain
to somebody else? Bye-bye.
The customer
bye-bye.
Interaction fee.
Bye-bye, Carlito.
Wow. He lost it there. No fees.
You know what? He needs a business account to be working from home. We need to shut him down.
All right, I'm calling him back. Tell him that.
Is he paying income tax?
He should be.
Business tax as well.
Hello?
Sir, I have you down that you're not a business customer, so if you're working from home and it's affecting your work, I'm going to have to actually have your service shut down until you can set up a business account. There is a deposit.
Oh, That's great. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I'll talk to you later, buddy. All right.
Fucking asshole. He's like, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
So, Cactus in the chat room had a brilliant idea. If you call him again and ask him his satisfaction of the previous review, the previous call.
Okay. All right.
I'm with that.
All right. There you go. If he picks up this time. Oh, I didn't add it.
Hello?
Hi there. I understand you've been receiving calls from
representatives. I'd just like to get a quick survey to rate your experience with our reviews earlier today.
Who was calling me? What is this? Are you affiliated with? Are you a contractor?
And I'm calling on behalf of. I understand you had one of our representatives call you earlier today, and I'd just like to do a quick satisfaction survey to make sure you are happy with the service you received. Is that okay? Can I continue, please?
How long will the survey take? Give me an estimate.
Probably about 25 minutes, if that's okay, sir.
25 minutes?
It's just a survey. I just want to make sure that the last call that you received was met your expectations and you're satisfied with the customer experience.
The last call I received or the service call that I made?
No, the call you received, I understand you were called by a representative called Cross, and the service lasted about 5 minutes. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay and you're satisfied with your services. Short service should take about 3 minutes.
This is not... I just don't understand what's going on here. You guys are telling me that my bill will be charged an extra $25 if I don't take this customer satisfaction survey, which that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, the $25 charge has already been applied. I'm just here to make sure you are satisfied with the service.
So this is a satisfaction. You're now polling me about my satisfaction with the previous satisfaction survey. Is that right?
That's correct. All our representatives are graded.
What kind of business is this? Who writes your paycheck? What's the business name that you work under?
I'm calling on behalf of. And,
on behalf of, do you work for?
No,
or are you subcontracted by?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
You're contracted by.
My question, sir. It'll take about 3 minutes.
What's the name of your company? What's the name of the company that's contracted by?
International Telephone Business Machines, and we're owned by.
International. What is it?
International Telephone Business Machines, and we're owned by. And I'm calling on behalf today. To make sure you're satisfied
machine.
With the customer service that you've received.
No, I'm not satisfied at all at being threatened by your previous representative. And I'm not satisfied I have to go through the phone tree.
Okay, can I...
You said International Telephone Business Machines?
That's correct, sir. We're owned by... So, first question, sir, is your gender identity the same as the one that you're assigned at birth? Yes or no?
I'm sorry? That's your first question?
Yes, sir. Is your gender identity the same as the one that you were assigned at birth?
What kind of joke is this? Who is this?
I'm sorry.
Yes or no, sir?
Who is this? Is this somebody I know?
This is KDK.
This is who?
KDK.
Who?
KDK. KDKPranks.com.
Who's KDK Pranks?
KDKPrankCalls.com. That's our website. We're a crazy group of prank callers.
What the hell is this, dude? What?
We invented prank question. Calls.
Yeah, you've been KDK'd.
This is just weird, dude.
Homosexual, bisexual, or transsexual.
We bought a bunch of customer information. Sells it in blocks.
You can buy, that is weird,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you can buy a block.
And you guys do this, like, you make prank calls like this?
Yeah, sells a block of 1,000 customers for like $1,500.
This isn't a prank call. I'm not sure where the other voice is coming from.
Well, the funny thing is it's just evil enough to be believable.
Okay.
Sir, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you defrauding by using your home account for your business? Because we will report that. We are going to call and let them know about that.
It's a snow day, dude. Go look it up. It's a snow day. Everybody in the city is working from home.
Do you have any mental impairments or retardations that may affect your ability to understand erotic media?
The British guy's good.
That's all right.
The British guy's good. Are you guys like good cop, bad cop? I mean, the British guy's really funny.
Pretty
much. Yeah. British.
It's just believable enough to be. It's just evil enough to be believable. It's
what
pretty good.
What ethnicity do you most strongly
it's
identify?
It's weird though. I have trouble wrapping my head around this. So what do you guys do with the? What do you guys do with the recording?
You know, for a guy who works from home, you have a lot of time for prank calls.
Well, I mean, you know, it beats like screwing around on the internet, right? Yeah. What do you guys do with the? What do you guys do with the recording?
We destroy it immediately.
We send it to your boss.
Who said it was being
excellent.
Recorded?
Well, what would be the point then? If you're not recording it, what would be the point?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, for fun, yeah, go to kdkprankcalls.com. That's us. I'm KDK. David, David Corin. I'm from Connecticut.
All right.
All right.
That's pretty weird, but, you know, pretty funny, too. I'll give you guys that.
Okay,
just,
bye.
Just evil enough to be believable.
Okay,
bye. Eat shit and die. Just hang up.
Yeah,
fuck
bye,
off.
Asshole.
Okay.
Dick face.
Shut up. Yeah, because it was going to be like, oh, my God, they sell my shit. I'm going to sue. You heard him? He sounds like he's sue happy, right? Sue. Suing crazy. He's ready to sue us.
He's getting all the company names. Just filing his lawsuit paperwork.
So that he's going to be on.
Sorry about that, guys. I heard Kato laughing and I just broke up.
I did too. I'm sorry. I hope KDK gets the heat for that one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
I hope they shut down a website.
Yeah, exactly. Evil Artie, if you're listening, you said you're going to join, motherfucker, and you're not here. Shall I keep going? I think so.
Now let's quit.
Yeah, okay, let's quit. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to do a few more and then I'm done. That was the complainer that Dashy sent in. Thank you, Dashy, who is especially helpful lately. Thank you.
I think Dashy's up to something. Like, he's just too nice. Yeah. Like, doing too many nice things.
He sounds too much of an entrapment guy. Yeah.
I think he's like Death Fox or Bookapoo or something. He's just trying to get on our good side.
Yeah, or he's like a Fed agent trying to entrap us.
That's probably it.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So I got my eye on him. But don't worry, the arm already is checking him out.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need help.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. I'm going to go back to the map here where Puerto Rico is located, the island of enchantment, where you can use United States dollars, apparently. That's something we just learned today. Here's a place over there called Best Opportunities. I have no idea what that is. Let's find out. Let's find out together. It's on Número 2, Calle Madrid, Número 15, San Juan, Puerto Rico, 00907. That is the address. Thank you. Their website is webgo.cc. What the fuck is that? I don't think they know what internet is at this place. Yeah, the website is webgo.cc. Okay. Right.
The call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
No luck there. I'm going to get one more answer and I'm done. We'll try.
I just posted one in chat if you want it.
Okay. Maybe I do. Let me see it.
It'll fail. My stuff always fails.
All right, let's see if they're there. Someone's in the cafe machine. I would never use anything where you have to check in. I never do that because of this shit. Hey, I need to talk to and it's an emergency. Her cell phone isn't picking up. And she's supposed to be there.
Diane.
I
don't have a Diane here.
No, not working there.
Are you talking about a customer?
Yeah, customer. Yeah, her cell phone's not picking up. She's supposed to be there, and it's urgent. She has dark hair, glasses.
Diane? Are you Diane? What's your last name? Are you Diane?
It's an emergency phone call.
Hello?
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. I'm calling from the future.
I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time hearing you one more time.
My name is Cross. I'm calling from the future. I have that you're on March 3rd, 2014. You were going to have a drink at the coffee bar there. Do not have that drink.
Who is this?
The arm is after you. They sent an agent back in time and they were going to try to infiltrate you before the War of the Machine. Hello? Oh, man. I got to warn her about the War of the Machine. I am Diane from the future, Brad. Yeah, I just saw that shit. You tell her. Tell her we're time agents. Okay. Come on.
They're on to
us. Good afternoon.
Hi. I got disconnected somehow. Could I talk to Diane again?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, it's very important. I'm a time agent from the future. Ma'am?
No.
Ma'am?
They're gone.
Oh.
All right. So, Kara, just check. Look, I probably shouldn't say that there's something poisonous in that.
Probably not.
Because I'm saying there's polonium. I'm sure that's not a good idea.
I was going to cancel it out by saying I'm a police officer from the future.
All right, now we're time agents again. I like time agents.
I want a movie poster of us being time agents.
You're from Windward City Starbucks. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Yes. Haley, hello. This is time agent Garcia. I need to talk to... There should be a Kara Kazina there. She's a customer. Yeah, it's very important that I talk to her. It's urgent.
She's a customer?
Yes, she is.
I'm not sure. What was the name again?
Kara.
Kara Kazina. I don't have anyone here by that name that I know of.
That's a customer
in our lobby.
Okay, well, maybe she just left. I'm a time agent from the future. I'm a special time agent Garcia.
You're trying to get in touch with one of our customers.
Yeah, she's supposed to be here right now at this time.
Do you not have her phone number?
Well, we tried reaching her and it's not going through. We're calling from 22 years, 3 months in the future.
Okay, well, if you're in the future, you should be able to get in touch with her.
Well, I guess I could call back again, like 10 minutes ago. Maybe she'd still be there, right?
And you're saying you're from the future?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather have you not call back for a prank call, please.
Well, I'll call back like 15 minutes ago, all right? I'm going to hang up and call back in the past.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. How would that work, man? That's how Back to the Future would work, because then he would have already heard me call. How does that shit work, man? That's all these dimension, warp pole, manhole.
Let's try it. Let's try it for real. Let's call 15 minutes ago.
Let's see. Let's call and act like it failed.
Starbucks Center City.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from 15 minutes ago. My name is Special Time Agent Garcia.
Okay.
I'm calling from 2036. I need to speak to... Kara, she should be there right now. She wasn't there 15 minutes in the future, so I'm calling back now.
Oh, no, she ain't here.
So she's somewhere in between here and 15 minutes later, right?
Well, she's not here at the moment.
I'm going to go forward like 5 minutes, okay?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure you got the wrong number anyway.
Okay, thank you. All right. I don't know. Now my head's going fucking cross. Now I'm losing it. And I'm like, well, how am I going to call in the future if I'm in the past? Whatever. Okay. Any more of those? I like that. I like the special time agent. Special time agent Garcia.
Someone checked in at Candlestick Park.
All right.
That doesn't sound good, though.
Probably not.
I guess you could call someone and say something crazy and then call 5 minutes later and say, I'm going to call 5 minutes ago and make you do something crazy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that would be how it works, right? Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, where at the beginning, future Bill and Ted showed up, and they're like, dude, you're going to have a great adventure, man. That's crazy.
Well, that's how it would sound on there, right? Surely.
Yeah. Ask him, what number am I thinking of right now? 69, dudes.
I'm going to go back in time 15 minutes, and this crazy British guy is going to call you and be rude.
Yeah.
Captain Logan, we found your keys.
Oh shit. Okay, look, we gotta move on. Now I wanna watch Bill and Ted. Is that on Netflix? I have to look that up.
I don't think it is.
I don't have to download that thing, man. I gotta find it.
Some smartass has probably put it on YouTube. Yeah.
Canistream.it. Do you ever check that out, Brad? Like whenever there's a movie and I don't know where it's at, you go to canistream.it and you you put it in there and it grabs, so like searches any kind of online video, Netflix, Amazon, iTunes. It tells you where it's at for rent, for sale.
I'll have to remember that. I just download stuff from torrents. I'm patient, you know. I'm old. So
there you go.
I can wait like a day.
Just use Project Free TV and just get anything streamed.
Project Free TV. Okay.
Yeah, like I haven't failed to find anything, but I've looked for on there. It's usually pretty good.
What is it? Streaming? Torrenting?
Yeah, no, it's stream. I'm working my way through Breaking Bad on that.
Oh, okay. Cool. There you go. I guess it's a little different for you guys in Europe, too. You don't have, like, Netflix like we do. You don't have the same one.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you do, but it's not the same shows and stuff sometimes, right?
Yeah, they're missing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you also have some stuff we do.
Canada is, too.
Yeah, Canada is, too. Okay, all right. I just bookmarked Project Free TV. I'll check that out one day. Okay. I did say, kind of, that I was going to wrap it up. I guess I'm going to, because I'm getting kind of tired. My ears are hot because of the headphones I'm wearing. They're getting warm.
I've got, like, five more numbers here, though.
Okay. Look
no,
at
no,
you.
I'm kidding. I don't have anything. Like, yeah, nobody else has checked in.
Okay. All right, then I'm signing off. I'll see you guys. Thanks, Ted, VN, and RBCP for... did I call any... I didn't call any of the N's numbers, did I? Hang on, let me do some of those. Shit.
Oh, screw the N.
No, no. I think I just did one of them. He confirmed a few.
Fuck that asshole.
I gotta do one. You guys can drop off if you want, but I'll do a few of the N's. Here's Steinway and Sons Grand Piano for a Model M in mint condition. Awesome. No answer there. RBCP, I'm using that Synergy app today. I love it, dude. So I only have to worry about the one mouse going back and forth.
Yeah, I use it constantly on just everything. Yeah. Every single day I'm using it. Yeah, I've got my laptop controlling all three screens.
Yeah, well, when I'm not doing a show, I prefer to use my KVM switch, but it's for the show, it's great. I don't have to hit the button and just one mouse. And especially the share clipboard, it was what really helps. So I can, if someone sends me a number on one machine, I can copy and just paste it right in on the other. It saves me a lot of time. Telling
yep.
you.
Yep. It's really helpful for shows. I've only done like two shows with it so far, but it's really, really helpful. I can't believe I didn't do this years ago.
Yep. There you go. Okay.
I used to get drunk and I would type on the wrong keyboard and, you know, type things into the wrong windows and stuff.
Well, yeah, that or like you put a password in. That's the worst, man.
Oh, yeah. Who did? Wasn't that Gied that did that a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah. He did it recently.
Type his IRC password into IRC.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, well, you dumbass. All right, a ladies' medium fall black Sherpa jacket. Ooh, nice, Sherpa.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I'd rather have alpaca.
Hello, this is Kristen Vickery with Douglas Elliman. I'm unable to answer your call.
No answer there. Moving right along to the next one. A 2001 Honda Civic EX. That's a nice car. 5-speed for sale. I wonder if it's in the Electron Blue. Let's find out. That was a good color, but I don't think they held up really well after they aged. The color, that Electron Blue. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. It was like this purplish, light, dark blue.
Oh, that's the one that always peels off, right?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? Is that Electron Blue Honda Civic EX you got?
Yes.
It is word, and it looks okay, because I know, like, they were all fading. After 5 years, they started having fading problems and shit.
Nah, it's pretty good. There's a couple dings and dents here and there, just from regular, you know, road use, but not too crazy. No real body damage.
125 miles. You've been getting the oil change every how many? Every three?
Every 3,000 miles, yeah.
All right, good. You take good care of that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I want to go see. I want to kick it a little bit, you know? Can I come with a baseball bat?
Come with a baseball bat?
Yeah, so I'm going to hit you across the head, on the back of the head, and shove it up your asshole?
Why is that?
Because I want to take the car.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Oh, so you want the car or not?
Yeah, I need a car. Yeah, I play a lot of Grand Theft Autos. So that's how I buy cars.
Okay. So what do you want to do? You want to come take a look at it?
Well, yeah. I was figuring like you'd stop at a light and I get out. And what I usually do is I punch the right side window and you usually get mad and you get out of the driver's side. And then I switch to the baseball.
Yeah.
I switch to the baseball bat and I hit you a few times and you fall on the ground. And I hit you a few more. And the money comes out. And then I take the money. And then I drive off.
Yeah.
I drive off for a while. I usually get like one wanted star and then I drive off for a while and it goes away.
All right, that's cool. What the fuck do you want from me then?
Where do you
want
to do that at? Where in Liberty City do you want to go?
Man, fuck my dick, little faggot.
Fuck you.
What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? If I ever catch you on the fucking streets, I'm going to kill you, bitch-ass nigga.
Bitch-ass motherfucker.
He sounded just like a GTA character.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got into the spirit of it, didn't he?
Yeah, that's funny. Fuck you, nigga.
Did you just threaten to carjack someone, Carly?
I was just saying I wanted to play Grand Theft Auto. GTA 4, not 5. 4.
Yeah, fuck 5.
Yeah. I'm not playing 5. I'm not getting a console. I'm going to stick to PC games only for a few years.
Yeah, what the fuck you want, B? Why the fuck you keep calling me, man?
Fuck you.
Obviously, you playing games. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, all right? I don't give a fuck about no Grand Theft Auto. I'm not the fucking one for to be playing with, all right? So stop fucking calling my phone. You talking about some Grand Theft Auto fucking video game shit, nigga. Some real mad shit. Fuck out of here. Fuck you want. Stop calling my fucking phone, B.
Fuck you.
Faggot ass nigga, I smack the shit out of you ever come in my hood, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, let's
fuck
do it.
Dick.
Where at? Where do you live at, boy?
Fucking faggot, stop calling my phone, B.
Where do you live,
You're
boy?
Just angry because you have a pussy car.
Where do you live, Method Man? Hang on, let me talk to the RZA.
Well, he seemed nice.
What do you want, dog? Why you keep calling me, yo?
Are you the Method Man? Is that why you're mad?
Dog, I don't give a fuck. Why you keep calling me, my nigga? This is motherfucking real shit. Why you keep calling me? Like, you don't got nothing better to do? Like, I don't got time for you to be calling me about no fucking games, dog. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're a white boy, obviously, right? You got nothing better to do. You play video games all day.
That's racist.
Stop calling me, B. What the fuck do you want, my nigga? Like, what the fuck do you want?
Sir, do I really sound like a white boy to you? Seriously.
Dog, I don't give a fuck what you are, dog. Why the fuck you keep calling me? I don't understand this shit. Why the fuck you keep calling me if you're not trying to do business? You're not serious, right? You keep playing with me. What the fuck you want, dog? I'm not a kid, all right? I'm not for the games, all right? You keep calling and wasting my time about nothing. And you keep calling me. What the fuck do you want? You want the fucking car or not?
Yes.
How many balloon pants can I fit in the Honda?
Dogs, what the fuck do you want?
I want the car, yes. How much?
You want the car, so why the fuck you keep talking about some Grand Theft Auto shit? You're not talking about no real money, dog.
I'm sorry.
You don't got no real money. Why the fuck you keep calling me?
I'm sorry. I came from Europe on a boat.
Stop fucking calling me, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Stop fucking calling me, dude.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right then. So stop fucking calling me, you fucking faggot.
I'm going to...
Who you fucking gay? You like men? You fucking fuck? What the fuck you want? You want fucking problems? Where you at, dog? Where you at? Where you located with a 541 area code, huh?
My name is Zola.
You want to play this fucking game? Let's play this fucking game. Where you at?
My name is Zolar.
So what the fuck do you want from me, dog?
I'm going to fight you, boy. I'm going to beat
you. You a fucking clown, bro. Stop calling my phone, B.
Fuck you. Listen, boy. Oh, shit.
You sounds like the kind of guy I'd like to introduce to my parents.
And we're calling him again. He looked right at us, motherfucker.
Make fun of his car.
Bro, what do you want, B?
Your car's a piece of shit. I just looked it up. It's a piece of shit.
All right, so then go fucking suck dick, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You think my car's a piece of shit? Who are you? You're nobody. So stop fucking calling me, B.
You said it was blue, electron blue. It's not. It's silver, you stupid motherfucker.
All right, so what the fuck you want from me, dog?
You're a fucking liar. I want you to apologize. I command you. To apologize.
Apologize? Who are you, B? Where are you from?
My name is Cross.
From where?
I'm from Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy.
You're from Brooklyn?
Bed-Stuy.
So what the fuck you want from me, B?
I'm from Bed-Stuy, son, and I'll fuck you up, boy.
Yeah, right, little faggot. Stop calling my phone, man.
Come here, bitch. Come to me. Whatever. I'm done. That's me trying to sound hard. Doesn't work.
I believed it. I'm scared of you now.
You would be, because you don't know. You're the nerd he was talking about, just playing the video
game. Yeah, that's true. He heard me in the background.
Yeah, like,
he's talking.
Yeah, then UK Ted's like, I don't sound white at all. Like, you know, you're like the whitest guy on the conference right now. As white as it comes.
That guy was perfectly charming.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, guys. Leave me alone, all right? See you guys later.
Thanks again for the podcast, mate.
Alright, bye.
Time agent, bye. Signing out.
Special time agent Brad Carter signing out. I've been Carlito, your time agent with the time police today, the time patrol. Let me hold the buggy, police can't bust me. I want to thank everyone who joined. Brad, Yen, UK Ted, Jin Stewart, and Big Baby Baz. And everyone who sent in numbers and ideas, including Big Dashy, Big Nunu. Cactus sent in some info. I think there were a few more there. Sorry. Brad with the Twitter check-in also. And also, thanks to the island of Puerto Rico. He said, yes, sir, Mr. Charlie. My county shut the fuck up. I'm trying to twist this Marley. Well, we learned today that they also use the American dollar. I'll catch you here Thursday. Thank you. Before you end up like Chris Farley.
Matter what people look like, this is all about money.